she's misused public money for her own travel. 970 WFLA's Brian Brewer reports.
A very unfair focus by the media on the individual instead of the policy. The policy being the aviation authority policy that allows authority members to travel first class to pay for first class accommodations with public money. Dawson said the governor was out of line in a letter criticizing Arthenia Joyner, and he says that Arthenia Joyner did not violate any aviation authority policy, that she adhered to it, and that she is taking flak for it because she's an African American.
It was supposed to be a trial day for two T-back hot dog vendors in Pinellas. Instead, Hala Solomon and Cynthia Gray entered pleas of no contest charges that they violated the county's nudity ordinance this spring. Solomon says she'll appeal.
We can't stop now, I guess. We're already this far. And I don't want to go to trial. That's going to even take longer and more money.
T-backers say they have a right to wear whatever they want. They'll wear bathing suits or shorts while they're on 6 months probation. General Services Administration had put construction of a new federal courthouse in Tampa on hold while it reviewed the cost. It's now recommending that construction proceed, but that one floor of the building be eliminated to save nearly $9 million. Published reports are that a federal report questions the cost-effectiveness of the planned takeover of McGill Air Force Base by the agency that sends planes into hurricanes. The agency says it saved a lot of money, suggests an independent assessment. New technology is giving Miles Elementary School in Tampa $50,000. The money will help the school to develop interactive books in which students can use color, images, sound, graphics, and music to show their personal feelings. An Oklahoma law enforcement official says a shooting outside a Walmart in Hugo, Oklahoma, wasn't a random act. She says two people who were killed were intended victims and three who were wounded got caught in the crossfire. The gunman also killed himself. This woman saw it happen.
Just shooting randomly. He was just going around in a circle just shooting. There was all kinds of people out here coming into the store and into Walmart and coming out of the store and out of Walmart. He was just shooting at anybody.
In St. Louis, an arrest in the attempted abduction of a girl in Maryland Heights, a suburb. Authorities say 37-year-old Gary Stufflebean of Houston is a suspect in two cases in which little girls were kidnapped and murdered. County Prosecutor Bob McCullough.
He has not been excluded as a suspect in those, and the investigation into those two murders is certainly still continuing, and there are a number of items that the task force is reviewing in that regard.
404 at 970 WFLA. Just before the hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 20.12, but 3746.26.
Hobby Mart, Tampa Bay's hobby superstore. Radio control planes, helicopters, boats, and cars, all your remote control needs under one roof. Hobby Mart also carries a complete line of model railroad trains and accessories. Plastic models, dollhouse miniatures, wood chip models and fittings, rockets, telescopes, microscopes, airbrush supplies, books, and magazines. Great hobbies at discount prices. The Bay Area's biggest and best, located on US 19, 1 mile south of Overton Road. Hobby Mart is open 7 days a week for your convenience. Gift certificates available.
Anchor Savings Bank is a local mortgage lender with five offices to serve you. You can take advantage of today's low interest to refinance your present mortgage or purchase that new home. Anchor Savings Bank offers competitive rates together with fast, friendly, and convenient service. Call today, 347-7283, to arrange your personal interview or stop by 6850 Central Avenue in St. Pete. For even faster service, please remember that Anchor does make house calls.
Visa presents a cure for the winter cold.
Halfway between L.A. and San Francisco, there's a hideaway where you can bathe under waterfalls or soup in a place called heaven. It's the Madonna Inn, where every room comes with a different theme and every guest just comes for the fun. So whether it's sleeping in a Victorian bedroom or waking up in a prehistoric cave, bring someone special and your Visa card. Because at the Madonna Inn, they do make dreams come true, but they don't take American Express. Visa is everywhere you want to be.
It's alarming, but true. People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect. You move ahead faster. Verbal Advantage on audio cassettes from Achievement Dynamics will give you the words you need to communicate with confidence and flair. All you have to do is listen. Learn more about Verbal Advantage now. Call 1-800-999-TAPE. That's 999-TAPE.
Beautiful evening, about 6 degrees this evening. The high's been 68. Tonight's overnight low, let's say 49 degrees. Some readings from the coast to be around 50. Some areas inland and northeast of the Bay Area around 45 or a little less. The winds will be light and variable for this evening. Air's fairly dry. Not as cold as last night. Be a little warmer tomorrow. about 73 degrees. A front will approach us from the northwest, hang in the northwest, and probably just give us a partly cloudy day. And that could likely be the same thing for Sunday. Maybe a degree or so cooler in the morning. Not much of a change, though. The afternoon high near 70. Good boating weather. Variable winds about 10 knots, 1 to 2 foot seas. I'm News Channel 8 meteorologist David Grant with your storm team forecast for News Radio 970 WFLA.
Radar to official weather station checking clear in Sarasota, Lakeland, and Clearwater, 68 degrees. St. Petersburg, 69. Tampa, 67. News and weather together. Top and bottom of every hour. Don Richards, News Radio 970 WFLA.
It's time to rock and load. Riding shotgun on the way home with Lionel. 970 WFLA.
The monkey's dead. The show's over. Julia. Lionel's last show is brought to you in part by Eric's Downtown Grill. Marshall and Lexi. Southern Exposure Restaurant. International Diamond Center. Anchor Savings Bank. The Blue Ship. Shell's Restaurant. Side Swimming Comedy Club. Brothers Lounge. And the Loki Motor.
Lionel, I love you.
Lionel, how do you like to get back on your rest?
That sucks. Hey, hey, ho, 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 ha, ha.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
A big one.
These vagabonds.
Buck Rock.
Are longing to stray. Right. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep.
Look like one big bacon cavity.
And find I'm king of the hill. Top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away.
WFLA, Lionel with you. This is it, December 17th, 1993, a day living infamy, perhaps, maybe to you, maybe not, I don't know. I've got to be honest with you right off the bat. I've never been one to take, dare I say, adoration, birthday parties, things like that. I always thought, God, I think. But we're going to do this differently today. We're going to have fun today. This is it. This is the last time you'll hear me. I can't let on to too much. That wouldn't be right. We've got a veritable potpourri of individuals, of losers, and Miss Spencer was going to be stepping in at Singhai. Where would today be without perhaps one of the biggest misfits of all time, my dear friend, Mr. M. Mark Biro from Highlight. How are you?
Louder, please. Louder. This shouldn't be sad. I mean, this should be like, you know, Mardi Gras.
Well,
everybody should
sad.
Be very happy about
it's
this.
It's not sad.
There are a lot of people that are very happy about this day, and I don't know why.
Yes, I can think of a few people who are happy. But it's, you know, I thought about this today. I'm thinking, what the hell do you say? There's so much to say, and I'm afraid it's going to sound stupid and syrupy. Well,
and it will.
Well, that's the risk you take.
That's right.
We're going to be today. You won't have to do this anymore.
I think that's the whole Bible here.
We won't have to go to this book that we go to for our things that we talk about. Look at this. This is fantastic.
Do they have how to change your voice in there and programming for them?
Oh, there's so much stuff I want to talk about. Just moments of, I don't know. Today is also a big day, too. We're going to be opening up the 800 line. Now, I'm going to let you in on something. I probably shouldn't say this to you. That damn thing has never worked. It's blocked currents because it costs so much money. Today, being that it's the last day, we're going to open it up. And that would prevent, by the hope, that people who really aren't from out of town use it. We're going to put you on hold for a long time. Leave WFLA with a big bill. Frankly, just the way I feel. They've been very good to me, and I certainly have no problems with them at all. Let me give you the numbers, if I could, Captain Oldsboro County, 990. St. Pete Clearwater, Pinellas, 461, WFLA. Our exercise experience toll-free line, which is open, 800-969-WFLA. And on GTE Mobile, that's Starline 970 Star, and we're just going to take this. In fact, you're not going to hear any. Let me get this straight, Jess. No traffic, except 650. No sports, no nothing. I don't know if I can do this. I can't watch Gomer Pyle at 5:30. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. Well, I might want to do that also. I mean, there's so much time. I have. For 4 years, figured out a way to literally do nothing.
And it should scare the hell out of you.
Just said, how are you, sir? And who are you with, sir? Oh, bless your heart. Let them all in. Let them all in. Chuck Deskins, our sales guru, is here. Chuck?
Also, to clear your way in the law, we actually lost the veils just for you in these next 3 hours.
And for those not privy to that, the radio pilots. What does lost avails mean?
We, instead of selling our normal whatever, we allowed people spots, just so you could talk more today.
That's the kind of class this place is.
It's more for them.
That's the kind of place, that's the class, that's the class it is.
Go ahead, now.
Gay pubs.
Yes.
Is
they on?
I don't know, frankly, if I can.
So what's the big deal today? You going somewhere?
I have no idea how to handle, frankly, no interruptions, no stops.
Oh, we're going to interrupt you all day.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead. You can do it, sir.
We have a couple of presentations for you here. The first one, I think,
piece
is going
to... Piece of wood.
Yeah, this is just an unfinished piece of wood. But on the other side, it's finished. And for those of you who can't see, of course, which I guess is everybody listening, it's the album Hey Jude, Hey Bing, sealed under plastic on a wooden plaque. With a golden microphone, the station logo, an engravement that says, "The Monkey's Dead, the show's over, sue ya, Lionel, 1988 to 1993.
It's like a eulogy.
So,
like I'm dead.
That's right. It's like a headstone. You
yes,
guys
it
are on your grave.
But my sarcophagus. Great. Thank you, sir.
5 years plus of.
That is amazing.
A wonderful service.
This is, I mean, and
you said you had to have the album before you left.
I mean, this is it.
The album's actually in there, by the way, so that's
well,
not
can,
just the cover.
I can pull it out.
Yeah, from the side, yeah.
Not for sale. And I can pull it out also during parties and the album as well.
Right.
Which is great. Thank you, Ted.
Well, I have another one to give to you.
Wait a minute. This is a beautiful, beautiful... Don't you think... Isn't this gorgeous? This is fantastic.
I doubt this fellow will want to take pictures of this, but he might. This is from just a fan, Ron Carr, who owns a shop called The Great Frame Up in Southdale, Mabry. When the article came out that you were leaving, he went to the liberty of having it framed for you from the newspaper, and the management types around here autographed it, which he wanted, and they wanted me to give that to you on your last day, as well, his cards on the back there.
Thank you.
I'm sure he expected
that. Well, Clark, thank you very much.
Yes,
the great Freeman.
Yeah, he wanted a free plug. I told him we can't talk about the great fellow up in Southdale. Maybe that's not the way it works around here. So.
At 2219 Southdale.
That's right.
254-1877.
Just not allowed to do that.
Thank you, Gabe. Thank
far
you.
Far be it beyond us. But
can
thank
I
you.
Can yeah. I ask one?
Ask who?
Ask you for one little thing that means something to me.
Sure. What do you want? A paycheck?
No. Well, yeah.
Your final check.
Yeah. But
that is a little thing.
Is it possible just to maybe not have the door code changed?
When you leave?
It means a lot to me. See, whenever somebody leaves, well, I mean, good is good, bad, and different. The door code is changed as though these people are going to turn around and come in the middle of the night and rifle through desks and take stuff.
I promise we will not change the door code.
You know, I don't even know it. But I mean, it's not like I couldn't get in.
That's always the bad sign around here. When you come up and punch the code in and it doesn't work. Like, Dave needs to see you in the office right away.
And hit it again and hit it again. That's the only thing I ask.
Exactly. Either that or meet me at the turf with the old one.
Exactly. From some of the Maseko days.
Right.
Let's go to Mojo in Tampa. Mojo, now this is going to be tough. Mojo.
Lama, this is Mojo. I'm 194th time caller.
Now, we're going to get you to 200 by the end of the day.
Right.
I guarantee you, sir.
Well, I was just checking in. Is everything going okay with you down there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll be
there. Very good. All right. Oh, hang on. Oh, I'm
is
sorry.
Mojo still going to call when someone else is sitting in his chair? Or is he still, or is he going to start his count over at 1?
I have no
idea.
Okay. You know what I was thinking about doing was taking it to 199 and stopping.
Driving him nuts.
Just driving him literally crazy. But that's beautiful. I thank you, Gabe.
Well, you're more than welcome.
I'm gonna hang those with pride.
And along with your Duke of Paducah certificate.
Oh, I've got that. That is packed in little plastic, whatever you want to call those things. Those peanuts or whatever this plastic
bubble
is
wrap.
In the bubble wrap.
Yeah.
I feel like I see me enjoying it. I'm sorry. It was just a trip. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm first class. Don't crucify me for crying out loud. But we've got some people coming in today. We don't know who. I've got a few out there.
Most of them paid.
See, leave it to Gabe. And no drinking during the last show.
That's right. The only people who are free are the ones standing in the room right now, I believe. So, we didn't charge you to get in, did we?
Not much.
No, okay.
You give him a voucher. Some type of voucher.
Mark's going to write it off his taxes, so that's clever.
Let's go to David on the car phone in Mango. David, you called up a while back.
How are you, Lionel?
Thanks again, Dave.
I tried to talk to you last night.
Put it on,
said a word I guess I shouldn't have said and got cut off right in mid-sentence. But anyhow, I talked to you last night. I was thinking back on one of your earliest shows, I think when you first started doing on Drive Time, you did a show on what was the most awful, excruciating pain you have ever experienced.
Yes, sir.
You remember that show?
Oh, yes.
There was a caller that came in, and I think this is the funniest thing I think I've ever heard. He came in with a story that he was out bear hunting. Do you remember this one? He's out bear hunting and setting traps and had to relieve himself. So he pulls down his camos and assumes the position, and all of a sudden one of the traps that he had set sprung on him.
And catches...
And enclosed himself.
The coons in the bear trap in the
teeth of death. And just aghast in pain. And he came back and he said, that was nothing. I got up to run and ran out of change.
Thank you, David.
Anyhow, Lionel,
yes,
you
got to
clear something up for me.
Yes, sir.
Were you, in fact, the Lud from Blam City?
Absolutely.
That was...
I can't imagine anybody even wondering about that.
Are you going to take Lud up to New York with you?
I think I might try to do... you know, what's fun about this whole thing is I can do everything over again.
Uh-huh.
It's all new.
Are you going to pull off one last Lud, do you think, for the day?
Well, you know, it doesn't work on the air. It's got to be done... Let me tell you something. Listen very carefully, though. I guess today returns me back to a caller. So listen to everybody else's show very carefully.
Very Rod filling up.
As Arnold Schwarzenegger said, and going my way, I'll be back.
Goodbye.
Take care, David.
See ya.
Goodbye, sir. Figgy in Tampa. Figgy.
Oh, we hate to see you leaving. We really hate to say goodbye. Since you'll be gone before we say so long, we thought we'd let our thoughts reside. The news of your departure doesn't please us. In fact, we cry our eyes out every night. Not because we'll miss you so, but because you didn't go sooner than we hoped you might.
Lionel!
You know, you were a funny man.
What's that, Nimbu?
You may not be laughing now. Mark my words. A couple of years from now, the same thing.
Well, I've already warned my brothers who lives in Manhattan about you coming.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, buddy.
Have a good day. Johnny in Waimama.
Hello, Lyle.
Johnny.
I've been eating pork and biscuits and eggs my whole life, and I think I'm in great shape for my age.
Thank you, Johnny. Tom in Tampa. Tom, you're next.
Hey, how you doing, Lana?
Good, Tom.
Listen, I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
First, I want to tell you, when you go up to New York, I want you to kick some goddamn ass.
Thank you, sir.
You're going to do real good with the Rico Suaves like me. Take the bends. You know, I want to tell you, I've been listening to you since Guavoline 89, and it was a tender age for me, and you were definitely a positive influence in my life. You showed me that, you know, you could go straight and be successful at the same time.
Thank you, Tom.
And sometimes that's hard to come by, you know? So I want to thank you very much, and like I said, kick some goddamn ass.
Thank you, Tommy. Take care, pal. A beautiful man, when he loses in decorum, he makes up in sincerity, I think, certainly. Arcel and Dunedin. Arcel.
This is Arcel, that better.
That is funny, sir. Gary Clower, forget it.
Wait, nothing.
You are Arcel, that
better. Won't you bring Arcel one time?
It was an Arcel Cootie.
No, you was Arcel Ledbetter.
No, Arcel Ledbetter.
That's about 2 years ago.
Arcel Ledbetter is,
wasn't that you?
Gary Clower.
No. That was you. You were calling one time.
Yes. I did not use Ledbetter, sir.
You did?
No, sir.
Okay, that's my pleasure.
Thank you. Right. Have a good day. Don in Brooklyn. Don. Don, your radio's on, Don.
Milo?
Yes, Don.
How you doing? Remember me, Don Keith, at the beach.
Absolutely, Don. How are you?
I want to wish you all the luck. I only wish that I was back in New York with you.
That's okay, Don. Work through the call.
I'm going to get up there soon. I'm going to look you up there.
Thank you, Don.
And listen, but by the way, you know, these guys talking about with the firearms. Possession is against the law there.
Come on.
You take a firearm, a handgun, that's in your car. You have an accident. To find it, you have a fire in your house, to find it, you get charged.
Thank you, Don.
So be careful.
Thank you, Don.
And I'll see you in New York.
Thank you so much, sir. Don, hope that iron lung is working well, that oxygen tank on wheels, bless his heart. Jeff in Spring Hill, Jeff.
Hello,
Jeffy.
Hey, I just want to say good riddance to you, and
thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it, man. Danny in Tampa, Danny.
Oh, yeah, que pasa, papi. Don't tell me it's not true. Oh, yeah, man, we're going to miss you, Bobby.
We've been through a lot, Danny, haven't we?
We sure have, all the way from Chorizo's, West Tampa, to all the way up
to the island Tampa Bay, where we literally...
I mean, we were just incredible.
Where you redefined local television.
Let me tell you something, it was incredible, and... But, you know, I mean, just, I want you to just keep eating chorizo, though. That's one thing that you have to do in New York.
Absolutely.
You know, Bobby, and just give them hell out there. And, but seriously speaking, Lionel, you know, you're going to fall flat on your face out there. But other than that, that's not just kidding.
Yeah, this is from a man who has ever had a date.
Where's the bus at? That's what I want to know.
Nobody, if anybody would have failed, it was you, sir.
Where's the damn bus, Bobby?
Thank you.
So I got to tell you, I love you, Bobby.
Don't get a dollar.
I see, Bobby, kick ass, Bobby.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Boy, I tell you, we are off to a hell of a start, aren't we? Going to be like this for 3 hours. We are off to a start in here. I feel like Jennifer Flowers or something. Pow, baby. Make love to the camera. Let's go to Gino in West Shore. Gino.
God bless you.
How laconic.
You're going to do well, and I really sincerely mean it. I miss you. But I miss you already. You haven't even left yet.
Gino, I'm going to miss syrupy and cobia. Plaudits, panegyrics, where you could call up and literally stick your nose so far up the colon of whoever you spoke to. It is absolutely incredible. I thank you for that, Gino. There were some wonderful moments, Gino.
We've had them.
We've had them. Regrets? I have a few. But then again, too few to mention.
The Pope of Greenwich Village.
It's a sentence. Gino will always think of you.
Okay, babe.
Particularly during a painful stool or lancing a hemorrhoid. I'll think of you.
Good luck,
I think
baby.
Of you whenever I see somebody living out of a box. Whenever I see pestilence and despair in the world, whenever I see rape and pillaging, whenever I see people who are psychotic and have no idea where they are.
Did I pick up where we might be getting you to the 800 number now? They might be simulcast, the Lionel Network?
You know, you will be able to know first. A man who has his finger in the prostate of society, trust me, you will know everything, sir.
Well, I hope that's the case.
Nothing will get past you, Gino.
The Lionel Network.
You know that, Gino, and I know that.
From Akron to Seattle. El Paso. God bless you, and good luck, baby.
Thank you, Gino.
Bye.
Thank you. I'm telling you. 2.5 more hours of this. Just 2.5 more hours. And Mark Vero, please, sir.
I want to, you know, I don't usually say sincere things, so I won't begin now. I want to wish you a well and happy trip to Chicago.
Hey, well,
Mojo, remind him. Mojo, remind him that he's going to Chicago. Let everybody know in Tampa Bay he's going to Chicago, not New York.
Remember this. La hierba es verde.
And you do, and you'll clean it up. La hierba es verde. I'll tell you what. Maybe we ought to ask Ted to come over and ask him to do that one, too.
We could be. You know what's funny? You've been through a lot, Mark.
Yes, and fortunately, not enough. You know, as far as I could tell. But
you and I have made a lot of lists before. We've turned the wrath of a variety of people. We've made them laugh.
And we've enjoyed every hour of it.
Absolutely.
It was talk radio wrestling. I think that's what we did.
About
we
wrestling. I'm going to miss the wrestling talks with you.
Larry called me the other day, by the way. Blucher.
He did.
Yes, he did. And we went over this thing, a two-hour phone bill about wrestling. And
Nobody knows it better.
Yeah.
Nobody knows it better. We talked about Dragnet.
Yes, we talked about old TV shows. We brought back a lot of people into our insanity.
That meant nothing to anybody but us.
That's right. Ian Gabe still wondering what is it all about.
Gabe would walk down the hall and say, I don't get it.
And he still doesn't.
And I don't get it.
He didn't get the plaque presentation either. But we're happy he made it.
And I'm happy you made it.
Yes, and
tell everybody hello for me.
I will. Giles will miss you greatly.
Giles and I have partied. Really hard.
Wild.
Brought
High Life to its lowest credibility.
Absolutely.
You ask anybody.
And the great people of High Life, Chef Ray Kubler.
Chef Ray, he'll miss you. He doesn't see you all the time.
High Life. High Life, the only sport where people who are actually participants, the ones who are being bet on, look at the tote board and adjust their play accordingly. The only game where humans are allowed to look up, see their odds, and change their mind and say, I think I should drop this one.
Only the players answer back.
Oh, exactly.
I learned a lot of Spanish in there.
And may you
a lot of Spanish.
May you always have the remote
and the carom.
And the carom that you so richly desire. And can I tell you too? You are a competitor.
A tremendous competitor.
Both in and out of the ring. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So long from the Sunshine State.
And Mark Barrow, a man that frankly you don't know about, you don't care about, and I can understand why. And a man who means a lot to you. Take care, Mark. We're partly approaching 4:30, and I want to say something right now that I have enjoyed this man's company for a long time. Don Richards is, you hear that wit, that rapier wit, that rat-tat-tat delivery? He has been the Walter Cronkite of local news for a long time, and I will miss you, sir, and there are very few men who are as intelligent and as gracious as you, sir.
No,
I mean that sincerely.
I'm going to miss you, too, more than you will ever know. It's news. It's 4:30. Good afternoon, Don Richards. News Radio 970 WFLA. A body in the Gulf. Details coming up.
Yeah, in Hillsborough County, had one accident along Fowler Avenue, the west of 301. Vehicle in the media there, apparently waiting for a wrecker, but there's no slowdown at all getting by. Cynthia Street at 10th Avenue. That's out of the way now. And taking a look at Pinellas County. Here's what it's got.
Checking access to Pinellas County, we have a minor fender bender, 1st Avenue North at 20th Street, and an accident 37th Street at 54th Avenue North, but the biggest problem so far this afternoon has been an accident involving an overturned vehicle westbound home. It's in there 66, we had to back up near 49th Street for a few minutes there. They had closed all the westbound lanes. They reopened all the westbound lanes on Almerton now with the exception of the left turn lane, and once the record gets there, they'll have that one open for you too. This report is service to the Tampa Tribune. Columnist Mickey Delaney explains how today's economic issues affect your pocketbook. The bottom line, every Tuesday through Saturday in the business and finance section of the Tampa Tribune. Every half hour this afternoon, I'm the half hour. Gary McHenry for the Sky News Radio 970 WFLA.
Through the day, the Coast Guard's been searching for two men missing since their small boat sank in rough seas off Indian Rocks Beach last night. This afternoon, a body was found 4 miles west of John's Pass. Coast Guard says it is that of one of the two missing men, hasn't said who. Tampa attorney Warren Dawson has come to the defense of Arthenia Joyner, head of the Hillsborough Aviation Authority, who's been criticized publicly for first-class travel and trips to destinations that didn't appear to be business-related. Dawson says Joyner has followed authority travel regulations, is being criticized only because she's black. Hold up in southern Pasco County late this morning, two men robbed Pinochet's jewelry at Highway 41 and Dale Mabry. They took cash and jewelry, nobody hurt. Polk Correctional Institution says in the future, it'll make sure the vehicles in its auto repair shop can't go anywhere. Two inmates tried to drive a car and a van through two fences yesterday. They got caught up in a security fence. Stock market gain today, Dow Industrial is up 25.43. 37.51.57. gain has led decliners by more than 2-1. S&P 500 index was up 3 points. The NASDAQ composite rose nearly 4.
Join Lionel tonight for his last appearance at the brand new Eric's Downtown Grill. Eric's Downtown Grill, located in downtown Tampa in the Franklin Street Mall next to the Hyatt. Lionel will be at Eric's Downtown Grill from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. If you miss Lionel last week, then make it a point of stopping by and saying goodbye tonight to Lionel at Eric's Downtown Grill, where the food is great and the prices are reasonable. Eric's Downtown Grill is in downtown Tampa in the Franklin Street Mall next to the Hyatt.
Hi, Mark Larson for the International Diamond Center, your gift-giving headquarters for Christmas and all year round. Hi, Mark Larson here for the International Diamond Center on Overton Road, right across from the Showboat Dinner Theater. They're very happy people at the International Diamond Center because this is Lionel's last show. That means next week, when these fine announcements air, we'll be on with Ted Webb instead of Lionel, adding further credibility to the International Diamond Center. They'd like to wish Lionel good riddance, but they'll go ahead and say congratulations anyway. From the International Diamond Center. 970 WFLA forecast from TV8 meteorologist David Grant. We get looking pretty good, mostly clear overnight, low 49. Could be partly cloudy Saturday, a high of 73. Partly cloudy Sunday, high of 70. Radar at your official weather station checking clear. In Treasure Island and St. Petersburg, 66 degrees. Newport Richey, 63. Clearwater, 65. Tampa, 67. News and weather together, top and bottom of every hour. Don Richards, News Radio 970 WFLA.
Howdy, I'm Jack Harris. Southern Exposure is open and the food is delicious. Now, you can see this restaurant as you drive across the Courtney Campbell Causeway on the north side of the street, close to the Days Inn in the Rocky Point area. Now you can enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner right there on the water. If you're looking for a great place for New Year's Eve, call 287-8188, because these folks know how to throw a party. There's live entertainment Monday through Saturday and a great happy hour. It's Southern Exposure. You're going to love it. Mm-hmm.
The monkey's dead, the show's over, studio. Lionel's last show is brought to you in part by Eric's Downtown Grill, Poncho and Lefty, Southern Exposure Restaurant, International Diamond Center, Anchor Savings Bank, The Blue Ship, Shell's Restaurant, Side Splitters Comedy Club, Brothers Lounge, and the Loki Motor.
Howdy, man. I'll sell to this apprenticeship. You know, one of the touchiest subjects for men to address is chronic impotence. You've tried all the latest gadgets and contraptions, pumps, implants, syringes, duct tape, and a Glad alligator bag. But men, now the apprenticeship. Constructed from a rhinoceros tusk, apprenticeship will give you a perpetual, unabated, continuous, well, you know, the bane of animal activists. Apprenticeship is well worth the price of a dead rhino. The apprenticeship implant is easy to install yourself, subcutaneously, and a six-pack of PBR and a bottle of Robitussin is all the anesthesia that you'll need. A sharp pen knife, a quick snip, and you're ready for Freddy. Not only will you be able to enjoy the sweet activities of a mower, you'll be the hit of the party and impress your friends by being able to drive a 10-penny nail through 6 inches of plywood, cut glass, buy long-distance numbers without using your hands, deliver a dozen covers the hard way. Apprenticeship, we're talking blue steel. Cat couldn't scratch it. Apprenticeship. Like a baby's arm with an apple in its fist. It'll let you yell, charge, and mean it. Warning, don't dance too close with your mother-in-law. Watch the look on the airport security agent's face when the metal detector goes up. You pull back your coat and grunt, I just love airline food. When someone asks if that's a gun in your pocket or if you're just happy to see him, say suavely, no, it's the latest in weather prognostication, and it's raining in Biloxi. Permit stuff, available in 3 sizes. Big boy, fire pistol nightmare, and just don't shoot. Nature can be cruel. Look at Chelsea Clinton. 4 plays for 60 boys. Be like a SWAT team, always ready, always armed, always in the mood. Partnership. Don't go around half-cocked. This is hard to beat. Walk quietly to the men's room and shout with pride. Any takers? Partnership. It picks up where nature left off. Available at all Buddy's Automotive Outlet in Love and Park.
the pain. It's not for the money, I don't need the fame. Get me some direction, sweetheart, give me your name. You may think I'm funny, you may say I'm the same. I'm just a boy, you are that thing on the radio.
Played for so long that I didn't have any time. But I got this time, like, I can't get up, can't take a leak, can't do anything. Nico, nada, forget it. Why don't we swing that over?
Yeah.
I want you to just guess who this guy is. Just guess. Come on. Come on. Nope. That has been the bane of the existence of so many people. You've got everybody from the head of the FBI, the people you don't know, who wants you not only killed, but killed slowly.
I was on the lookout in the parking lot.
Right? You and I have been buddies for a long time, and your wife's here, and Mrs. Marcus. How do you put up with this? I bet you hate. I can't believe I just asked that question. Vernita, Monica's here for the. I know you hate that name. No, Vernita. You know where that came from? This is terrible. This is very politically incorrect. She is the whitest person I know. Look at her. She is the white. Blonde hair, blue eyes, white. Looks Swedish, Nordic. And Vernita is a name that is popular in some segments of the non-white African-American. Not that it's a bad name, but I just thought it was funny to take this quintessential white person and give her the name of, frankly, you don't see too many, Miss Kentucky white people. Okay, very good. It's a good name, don't get me wrong. Shaniqua, Vernita, Hezekita, whatever. You know the whole routine. By the way, Mojo in Tampa, Mojo.
Lionel, this is Mojo. I'm a 195th-time caller. This is not Arcel Ledbetter, but you are the Marshall Ledbetter of Talk Radio. Remember who he was?
Who's that?
He's the one that held all those people hostage and was demanding donuts and specific pizzas and everything. You don't remember.
That's right.
Hey, Armando, I know, this has been a problem for Vernita, too. I know you've been plagued with groupies hanging around all the time and swimming at your feet. When you get to Chicago, there's a group there called the Plaster Casters of Chicago. You need to avoid them at all costs. It could be a very humiliating and yet somehow embarrassing experience for you.
Thank you, Moj.
I'll see you in court.
Now, Marcus, do you have something? Yeah, that picture says, Say, Sibyl. Marcus, I have instructed the front, the cat. I just wanted the picture. Just wanted the picture. Yeah,
show it to the microphone.
Wait a minute. Come here. I want to meet this guy right here. Has been a dear friend of mine. I know this means nothing to you. Come here. Come on in. It's okay. Come on in. This man, look who he is. This guy. Come here, Chip. Chip will bust your heart, swing around it. I just want to tell you that I know I've, from Shell's restaurant, I know I've completely killed all sales for Shell's. But regardless, I'm sorry, but you are a dear friend and I'd love to know you.
It's our pleasure, Ryan. Our business is down 20%. It's just fantastic.
Ever since you've been on the air.
Ever since you said the first word, business has been horrible. And you love every minute of it.
Boy, if only you knew the truth.
Ever since we've been on the air, your business has been phenomenal. We've had a lot of fun. Customers come in going,
did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? Please. Come on. Oh, no. Thank you. Sorry. See, she hates this thing where, I'm sorry, but when you're eating at a restaurant and you're inside and you're going to blow your nose, I do it at the table. I'm sorry. And a cloth napkin. What am I supposed to do? Sneeze in my hand, cover up my nostril and blow? I don't understand. But Chip Will, I love you and I love Shell's, and thanks for giving me, for having faith in me and realizing I'm a man of class, I'm a man of savoir faire and de bonheur. And it's been a pleasure knowing you.
It's been our pleasure, Lionel. Thank you very, very much. We're going to miss you.
And I still want people to go to Shell's, notwithstanding the fact that I won't be able to. Buckets of shrimp, tubs of slaw, tubs of buckets and gallons, and it's incredible.
We'll set extra stuff up to you.
You better believe it. Thank you, Chip. I love you.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Are you here having fun drinking beer today?
That's right.
The first night I went out there, the first night we went up, it was, see, Chip does this thing, he says, I can't stay. I can't stay. Are y'all eating? What are you eating here? I'll have a little bit, but I can't stay. What are you drinking? I'll have one, but I can't stay.
What's this scotch?
Yeah. 6 hours later, have you tried the stuff with the gold flakes in it? Try some of this. I can't stay. I remember that night, I said, that was Shell, wasn't it? What was that thing we just went to? But we've had fun the whole time, and you've told me to do whatever you want to do. I mean, you never said, don't say that.
I play the tapes for people in the office. They'll look at me going, did the boss hear that? Did the boss hear that?
And I thought to myself, here is the most incredible, the most famous seafood place that turns away people all the time, and you want to advertise. Well, that'd be for me to tell you that you're crazy. But seriously, thanks for all your help and your money and all that stuff, and I appreciate it.
We appreciate you, Arnold. Really good. Thank you.
My pleasure. And I'll see you maybe later at Eric's or here, whatever it is.
Or Sunday night.
Or Sunday night at the Roast and Side Center. That's going to be vicious. That's not pretty at all. Now, Marcus, I understand, has a song. Do you feel like doing this now? I don't want to rush you, man.
No, really.
You know what I'm doing now? You brought your guitar for nothing. You brought it for nothing.
I'll have to wait.
You want to wait a little bit? Okay, when you feel good, no problem. Drink a few beers. It's going to be a real killer. Bless his heart. Where are we now? I love this. On again, Mrs. Marcus. They're just talking away, having a great time. Forget us. They just, women. Can't live with them. Can't live with them. Just kidding. Just kidding. Really. Nick on the call phone. Dick. I'm telling you, let's go to Tricia and Brandon. Tricia.
Hi, it's Patricia.
Okay, fine.
Hi, Lionel.
How are you?
I'm so excited to talk with you. I'm a school teacher in Brandon, and I am like the world's worst procrastinator. I don't want my kids to know this. What year did you start calling in?
officially 1980.
Okay, well, I have been listening to you since you first started calling in. I was driving from Carrollwood to Brandon, and I was driving from Brandon to Carrollwood, and now I'm driving from Brandon to Brandon. But anyway, I'm such a procrastinator that I'm calling you on the last day.
That is exactly a lot. Well, I can tell you this. Never call me again.
Lionel, I have a favor to ask you.
What is it, babe?
Well, I'm going to be at South Splitters because I want to meet you. I know you're going to be famous. And I want to know if you wouldn't mind and if your sweetheart wouldn't mind if I could have a snapshot with you when I'm there.
Oh, absolutely.
You promise?
No problem.
You won't forget the Christmas and Brandon.
Bring whatever you want. Charcoal, that chicken doesn't matter, man.
I have really enjoyed your sense of humor. I think it's wonderful.
Patricia, thank you so much.
Good luck, Lionel. See you Sunday
have
night.
Have a great day. Let's go to my good friend, the author, the songwriter of that great song, Lady Waves, Mr. Sam Stone. Sammy.
How you doing, my friend?
What's up, bud?
Not much. Hey, had a good time at that party over there, Cafe Trio.
Jeez. Woo!
Man, I don't remember anything after the third quarter.
Let me tell you something. It was okay until Ted Webb said, let's sign some autographs.
There you go.
I don't remember anything after that.
Well, you know, I don't know if you remember that time me and my son went and crashed your gig one time.
Sure.
And I don't know if people knew this, but that was the day that you got those pictures in there. You had a whole stack of those pictures. And you said,
oh.
Hey, yeah, you did. You said, Sam, you want one of these? And I left. I said, nah, I don't think so. Hey, listen. Come here. Hey. Philip wanted to say something to you.
Please.
Said, come here. Come on. Just say, come here. He's scared. You want to say? Tell him.
Well,
that
should be.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Philip. Philip, what Philip doesn't have or enjoy in sincerity, he makes up in brevity.
I tell you what. Listen, good luck, man.
Take care, Sam. I love you, babe.
I love you too, buddy.
Take care. And I'll keep in touch with you without a doubt. Alex on a cell phone. Alex.
Hello.
Alex.
Lionel.
Yes.
Know me?
Alex Celsius.
I've known you forever.
My God, since what, St. Lawrence?
Yeah, since sixth grade.
Oh, my God.
I've been waiting a long time to call you up.
Well, you picked a good time, Alex.
I waited until the very last minute, almost. Listen, I haven't seen you in a few years, but and the success you've had to date does not surprise me at all, Lionel.
Why is that, Alex?
Because I've known since seventh grade. I know what's inside you. And I know whatever happens to you from here on out will not surprise me either.
Well, let me tell you something. You're a good friend, and you're a nut. And I can't believe it took you this long to call.
Well, I've been listening. I'm not a caller. I'm a listener, I guess.
Well, that's good. We need more of them.
But listen, I'm all sincerity. I really wish you luck. Okay?
Thank you, Alex.
And don't forget the people back from Tampa, okay?
Of course. Absolutely.
All right.
Have
so
a terrific day, sir.
So long.
Thank you so much. Boy, I'm telling you, it's a veritable, just a winter wonderland of fun right here. This is great. The sincerity. It's just overwhelming. Still to Dick and Bradenton. Dick, how are you?
Dick. Well, Benaga, man.
Benaga.
Benaga, is that it?
Benaga.
I don't know. I was trying to tell I love you to a girl one time, and the staff man told me to say this, and she slapped me when I said Benaga. I don't know what it means. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I want you to know I'm going to miss you. I don't even like you, and I'm going to miss you. You know why?
Why?
Because if they get another guy like Williams in there, I'm going back to rock and roll.
Dick, let me tell you something. Mark Williams is a talk veteran, an industry pioneer.
He's a beautiful man,
and
I'm
don't
sure.
Ever let, don't ever forget that, sir.
I won't forget it.
Have a good day, then.
You too.
Don't ever change. 2 more hours. Maybe over 2 more hours. Norman and Tampa, Norman. Norman once, twice. Norman the Conqueror, he's gone. Bill and Pinellas, Bill.
Bill, yeah,
Lionel. When people say their name first, I love that.
Fun Pockets.
Try it again,
Lionel. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah, New York Cowboys, New York Jewish Cowboys, Bucky Goldstein, but a few go.
Thank you, Bill. Whoa. I have no
work.
That's right, where is Lionel? You know, we've been milking this damn thing for so long, this is leaving, this is his last party, his really last party, his penultimate party, this is the last party. No kidding, this is it.
Don't forget Sunday.
What were some of your favorite moments, Marcus? Because you're as much a part of this as anything else is, in your own way.
The main thing that I remember is nobody I've ever met in my life can make people hear pain or hear a smell. What I'm talking about is when you do your smell shows, your pain shows, and your most disgusting of any shows, and to this very day, I cannot think about the story you tell about the singer who jumped on stage without my stomach wrenching. Nothing wrenches my stomach. I've got a pretty strong stomach. But that story, and Lionel, you deliver those beautifully. Nobody can make
it. It takes somebody who knows great. Thank you. It takes somebody who knows great pain and disgusting pain. Bear in Tampa, Bear. Bear.
Yeah.
Is this Bear?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Bear?
All right. This is Lionel.
Oh, it's Dick.
Lionel, I want you to know something.
What,
I'm a
Ben?
Truck driver.
Are you?
And every day I come into town.
I drive a big rig. A 3-ton semi out of Kansas City, Missouri. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around.
My wheelbase is 220. And I just want you to know.
Well, what's your
I come into Tampa every day. And I took today off just so I can say goodbye to you. I enjoy listening to you every day, and I wish you the best of luck.
Are you shipping me? I mean, you're a shipper, right?
I'm not shipping you.
I mean, you ship stuff? No ship.
You take care.
So Take care, pal.
All right.
Don't ever change. Let's go to Mojo in Tampa. Mojo.
Lionel, this is Mojo. I'm a 196-time caller. And I just want to say for the record that I was the first person to call Teddy the Webber, and then someone came along and stole it and started using it, which is not a nice thing to do, if you know what I mean.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, sir. I have just been graced by a man who gives somebody a boy I could bust you, but I'm not. Chief Judge Dennis Alvarez in Hillsborough County. How are you, Judge, my honor?
Real good, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. When I first started this thing of ours years ago, I was funny about the name. I said, look, you know, Judge Mike and everything, but call me Lionel. You look at me like, you don't get to be chief, Judge. I'm being stupid. No, 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 you're not stupid, but it happens sometimes. And you even wrote it down, remember? Right in front of you. Lionel. Start off, good morning, Judge Alvarez. Good morning, Mike. Whoa, out of the shoot. How are you, sir?
Good.
Busy. Getting ready for the holidays. I understand they're going to be doing they're going to be renaming the Hillsborough County Courthouse, the Roosevelt Police Annex.
That's right.
We had a wonderful time when I was prosecuting in juvenile, not juvenile, traffic. You were on the bench. And we just had some wonderful times. It was very different. It was fun. Practicing law was fun. And sometimes when I was in a position where, frankly, I was not going to win, when the evidence was really not on my side, I would take one eye and turn it directly into the orbit of my eye, giving you this cross look, and that was a sign that, well, that's it. That's it for me. See ya. Anything else? No, thank you, Judge. Good. Goodbye. I'm glad to see you, sir.
I just came by to surprise you and wish you luck in the Big Apple. I expect to be going up there and calling you and expect you to be taking me out in the town. Little talent restaurants like Luna's and, you know,
Angelo's and, you know, first it was Eddie Gonzalez this week. How was that, by the way?
Very nice. Had a very good turnout. A lot of people from Tampa, a lot of people from Miami. We had it, the swearing in was in Janet Reno's conference room, which is probably about the size of the studio. It was just like sardines. But it was real nice. Turned out very nice.
One day, if ever, I don't think I'm going to make U.S. Marshal, but whatever I do, you're going to be there with me. One way or another. You know what's really going to my mind right now? Because you've always said, think what you want of me, but don't disrespect the robe. Don't disrespect the office. And even though you're not in a robe, the dress is nice, though. There's so much that I want to say, and I'm not. And it takes a real man not to do that. It would be hysterical, but I figure now's not the time. But I tell you what, I appreciate all you've done over the years. And let's face it, Judge Alvarez brought us something that I think the Hillsborough County Courthouse needed so greatly, and that is, of course, metal detectors. Prior to you, people could walk in there with bandoleros, a bazooka, no problem. When you get these West Tampa guys, listen, I'm going to St. Dennis. All right, Julio, come in. No problem. I mean, we've got metal detectors now. We've got a wonderful liaison service. You've done a lot for the community. It sounds so serious in the corner, I mean, but it's true.
Where are you going, big man? We spent a lot of time representing juveniles and dependents.
Remember that one day I had that crazy woman screaming at me? Remember that day?
Somebody ran out.
And there I was. This is a woman who later killed her husband. Stabbed him right in the heart. And there I was on the fourth floor, and she is. And I stood there, and you opened your door, and looked at me, not like, hey, can I help you, or should I call a bailiff? I heard the door close and then click, a little lock. You're barricading yourself over there, and I'm with this, I don't know what she was, 400 pounds of ugly. And you help me out, boy, you son of nothing.
We don't get paid for that. You know, we get paid to dispense justice in dealing with lawyers.
Yeah, right. Just us. And of course, you haven't lived, and Judge Alvin does guardianship, and sometimes people who are, you know, involuntarily committed, mentally
incapacitated.
Yeah, and seeing the courtroom, your waiting room, is hysterical. And just as... And I just figured they're your friends. I just figured...
I've got friends like that. There's a lot of people like that in West Tampa, Ybor City that... Oh, yeah, man. How you doing?
I went to... One time I had a friend of mine, Nick Spicori, was married, wanted to get married, and I said, I think I can get the chief judge to marry me. And he had a group at his wedding that looked like rejects from your Baker Act hearing. Remember, you were there when Judge Vince Giglio walked in and said, you know, Dennis, I just want to warn you, you want to see the people waiting outside. I said, Judge, that's the wedding party. You were very gracious to them, but they looked like they were called in the lineup 6 or 7 times a week.
I thought, Susie and I thought you were playing a joke on us.
No. That was the real thing.
She came in and said, Judge, you're not going to believe what he brought in.
You want to see this. And the worst part is, all right, who's the groom? Just raise your hand. Normally you can pick him up. Just a nod of the head will know. Who's closely the groom here? Well, I'm telling you, well, tell Susan Rodriguez, you are judicial assistant. I love her. I've got a wonderful note here. And maybe we'll see Ralph Fernandez sometime. He's too big now.
He's coming.
He's too big for this.
The Cuban's coming.
Really?
Yeah.
You see this, by the way?
Can you hold that up?
Monique, please. This is what this man, Gabe Pop, this is what he thinks of me. This is one of the greatest records of all time. Hey Jude, hey Bing. I mean, you know, your office looks like a shrine with a lot of, you know, but you don't have one of those.
No, I don't know.
You do not have one of those. Would you like one of those?
No, I'll pass.
We can do it.
I'll pass.
No problem.
I'll pass.
I want you to listen right now to the soul of Bing Crosby, because you're a musician at heart, you know this. Can you hear this? Can you hear this? Listen, nobody does this song quite like the Bing. I dedicate this to you, Judge Dennis Owens.
Don't look back in the sad song of the
970 WFLA, because friends don't let friends listen to FM.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, Don Richards, News Radio 970 WFLA. A body discovered in the Gulf, one of two missing fishermen. Details coming up.
Here in Hillsborough County, along the interstate system, still going to find some slow going on I-4 out to about 40th Street. Then it thins out, and no major problems to report as far as accidents. And a minor collision reported in the town and country area in Hanley and Hillsborough. For the most part, Hillsborough Avenue is solid from Benjamin Road over through the construction zone at Eisenhower and continuing on out through the lights at George Road. Not quite as bad, though, on the westbound side as it is eastbound. Taking a look at Pinellas County, here's Linda Scott.
Accident with injury is 137th and Waltzing has caused some delays at the moment. Also, northbound 4th Street down to two lanes between 82nd and 38th Avenue. If you're headed that way, you're going to realize that you're going to have one less road to travel. Also, the other side of 4th Street is also undergoing some road construction. That's also being delayed at the moment because the right lane is completely closed through about 83rd Avenue. This is for the service of veterans. It's the holiday season and the real news is economics. Every week, Eckerd is putting the 350 items you need most on sale just when you need them the most. Economics. It all adds up for the holidays. With Gary
McHenry,
I'm with
the
Scott, Radio 970 WFLA.
Coast Guard's Lionel Bryan says searchers have found the body of one of the two fishermen missing in the Gulf since last night.
The body was located about 4 miles off of John's Pass, probably about 2 o'clock this afternoon. The body was transported to our Coast Guard station on Sand Key, and the body was identified by the captain and the survivor of the incident. And we know that it is one of the crew members.
The Coast Guard recovered the boat about 2 miles west of Indian Rocks Beach. Search for that second missing boater continues until nightfall. But a lot of media criticism on the head of the Hillsborough Aviation Authority because of charges she's been free in her spending of authority money on trips with dubious purposes and first-class travel. 970 WFLA's Brian Brewer reports that today Tampa attorney Warren Dawson came to Arthemia Joyner's defense.
For years, the Aviation Authority has had a travel policy that allows public money to be used by authority members to fly first class and pay for first class accommodations and other perks. But local attorney Warren Dawson says the local media never made much of an issue of it until an African-American, Arthemia Joyner, became chairman of the authority. Dawson blasted the media today for unfairly attacking an individual rather than the policy the individual used legally for the betterment of the community.
T-Bag hot dog vendors accused of violating Pinellas County's nudity ordinance have pled no contest to the charges. Alice Solomon says she'll fight and appeal the case, but she believes the ordinance violates her rights.
It's all about freedom and, you know, and nobody should tell you what to wear before you go to work, you know. It's your own living, your own body. She thinks, you know, there's no money wearing that. We're not having nobody.
Solomon and vendor Cynthia Gray will pay a $150 fine, spend 6 months on probation. General Services Administration has checked out the cost of the new Tampa Federal Courthouse, says it should be built, but that one floor should be eliminated to save nearly $9 million. Loop Technologies giving Miles Elementary School in Tampa $50,000 Money will help develop interactive books in which students can use several media to display their personal feelings. State investigators in Oklahoma say today's fatal shooting at a Walmart in the town of Hugo wasn't random. They say the man who shot and killed two people was gunning for them. Three wounded apparently were caught in the crossfire. The gunman killed himself. Like many Americans, Walter Annenberg is troubled by violence in the nation's schools. But he's doing something that most Americans can't. At a White House ceremony, he pledged $500 million to improve public education and stem the violence. 504 at 970 WFLA. We'll check the business news next at 5 past the hour.
Lionel, your friends at Loki Mercedes-Benz have a few safety tips for life in the big city. First, hire a driver for your Mercedes, because you don't have any idea where you're going. Or better, keep it parked in the parking garage at all times so nobody bumps into you. Now, change your license plate from Suya to Susie. Take lots of quarters for tolls and the official windshield washers that stop you at every red light. Know the official New York code for directions. It's yo. Don't ask for New York-style pizza. And if somebody bumps into you, don't stop. Just drive straight back to Loki Mercedes-Benz in Clearwater, because you know they'll always give you tender Loki care. Lionel, you're the best from your friends at Loki Mercedes, US 19 in Clearwater.
The stock market finished the week with a triple-witching smile. The Dow Jones Industrials closed up 25.43 to 3751.57. Buying tied to the quarterly expiration of futures and options contracts provided much of the fuel. And Rich & Company strategist Alan Ackerman says reports the Federal Reserve is not about to raise interest rates helped.
Investors like low rates. Investors like low inflation. As long as the Fed sits tight and interest rates remain low, we're likely to see more bounce in equities.
It could cost you more to put yourself behind the wheel of a new GM car next year. General Motors is raising prices on selected models on January 3rd. By an average of $164, or 0.8%. New York spot gold closed up $1.30 an ounce at $387.35. The dollar was mostly higher. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
A beautiful evening, about 60 degrees. This evening, the high's been 68. Tonight's overnight low, let's say 49 degrees. Some readings from the coast to be around 50. Some areas inland and northeast of the Bay Area around 45 or a little less. The winds will be light and variable for this evening. Air is fairly dry. Not as cold as last night. Be a little warmer tomorrow. About 73 degrees. A front will approach us from the northwest, hang in the northwest, and probably just give us a partly cloudy day. And that could likely be the same thing for Sunday. Maybe a degree or so cooler in the morning. Not much of a change, though. The afternoon high near 70. Good boating weather. Variable winds about 10 knots, 1 to 2 foot seas. I'm News Channel 8 meteorologist David Drance with your storm team forecast for News Radio 970 WFLA.
Great hour to official weather station checking. Clear in Treasure Island and St. Petersburg, 66 degrees. Newport Richey, 63. Clearwater, 65. And in Tampa, 67. News and weather together, top and bottom of every hour. Don Richards, News Radio 970 WFLA.
It's time to rock and load. Riding shotgun. On the way home with Lionel. 970 WFLA.
The monkey's dead. The show's over. Studio. Lionel's last show is brought to you in part by Eric's Downtown Grill. Marshall and Lefty. Southern Exposure Restaurant. International Diamond Center. Acres Savings Bank. The Blue Ship. Shell's Restaurant. Side Splitters Comedy Club. Brothers Lounge. And the Loki Motor.
You know, this is a lot of crap. You know it, I know it, and everybody knows it.
Remember to let her into your heart. Let you can see.
the soul of their babies. I am choked up. Literally choked up. Why don't we do hour number two here on the farewell? We just heard the brief yet cogent words of Chief Judge Dennis Alvarez, the 13th Judicial Circuit. We have here a man who has done more for freedom, Fidel Castro's worst nemesis, Mr. Ralph Fernandez, a.k.a. the Cuban, who was referred to by Judge Alvarez. And Ralph, good to see you.
Well, it's a pleasure being here as usual, but it's really kind of mixed feelings, and I'm sad. You're right. But I will see you in New York, and unlike Dennis, I will treat you. You know?
See,
if you see Dennis, run, because you know what he expects you to do.
Exactly. Can we, you've been in the news, and I mean, there should be some, I mean, hell, it's my show, do whatever the hell I want to do. Look at you, fire me.
As usual.
But there's been, your name has been in the paper, specifically dealing with this case in federal court of allegations that seem to be either misplaced, unfounded, or totally fictional about a judge and his involvement, alleged involvement with escort services. Can you bring us up to date what's new with that? Because this is some serious crap here.
Well, you said it. I think best for that last word that you used. There's not much to this entire scenario. And, you know, luckily, though, once confronted and once the position of Judge Bonanno was made well known to everyone, I think that there's little doubt in anybody's mind that that is listening or that's in any way familiar with us that there was nothing there. But there has been a change in this area, and that is that Larry Culleton, the new U.S. attorney, I've had an opportunity this week to spend a lot of time with him, and let me tell you that we're in for a very pleasant surprise. The guy's tough. I mean, he's a hard ass, but he is extremely fair and very receptive to all sides, and you know that is somewhat unusual in that building. I don't know how he's going to handle that building, but he's quite a pleasant change.
But imagine this, though, just so people can understand this. Let's say Judge Alvarez is charged with shoplifting, and Judge Alvarez called as his witness you to say that either, no, he wasn't shoplifting, or he's a great guy, or whatever. And I turn to you, and I'm the prosecutor. And I say, Ralph Fernandez, have you ever sodomized a young, retarded boy by the name of Chip Rule? What? Isn't it true you sodomized? No. If you said, wait a minute, where are you getting this information from? I don't have to tell you where I get this information from. This is cross-examination. You just accused me of sodomizing. Well, did you or didn't you? And what if I told you that a little kid identified you? Is there any records of this? No. Has there ever been a police report of this? No. Can I meet this kid? No. I mean, That's how absurd this is. And I understand the rules of evidence, maybe better than some listeners, perhaps not. But this is just incredible. I mean, the fact that somebody could have his character assassinated under this umbrella called impeachment, and there's no evidence of it. Nothing.
And there can't be. And I think, you know, you said it, you were square right on it. It's a tactic that can be used. I think that the problem is that at this level, we cannot say that the people involved even make mistakes. I mean, they're too good and too seasoned. And we're not talking again about the United States Attorney Fullerton and the new, the incoming. We're talking about one specific person and a problem. And it is very difficult to defend. And I think what is more offensive is that it is divisive and it creates conflict in the community. I think it does this entire area substantial damage. I think it affects the administration of justice.
I've got to commend the local media for at least looking at this thing unlike sometimes they look at other things. In this day and age, when somebody makes an accusation, a lot of times the media, not all, but many members consider, well, that's good enough for us. It's great press, good story, let's go with it. Warren Elliott, I thought, did a very good piece.
I think that it was a reaction that, in other words, we handled it quickly, and the other side came, we came forward. It was a rapid response. But I'll tell you something else. Dennis was not caught shoplifting. It was much worse than that. I'm talking about the chief judge, and he was convicted several times. I know I was there.
And the comments I made about Chip Rule were absolutely wrong. It was Don Bauer who attacked the young child.
And all over lobster shells. There's
right.
Easy lobsters at shells.
It's a celebration. Can you believe that I say that crap? Celebration? Can you believe it? Well, Ralph, I mean, I appreciate you. This is great. I mean, this is a go-home win. It's great to show that a bunch of guys from West Tampa can make damn fools out of themselves and get paid for it. That's really what it's all about.
You're assuming that,
who would have thought, I mean,
that I got paid for it. But you know these guys,
no.
So.
Well, you've been... Ralph Fernandez gives us this. You know, I'm not getting a dime for this. No, a dime? No, not a dime. Multiple dimes. This man right here, Dennis Hopper, is a friend of mine. I heard this, but years ago, did you know he was a, believe it or not, a P.E. coach, correct, at St. Joseph's School? And Judge Alvarez, before, I guess, people were into different versions of discipline, before teachers really were trained as to how young, impressionable minds can be damaged, Judge Alvarez came up with unique ways to punish untoward students, students who didn't comport with the rules of decorum. The best one that was used later on by the Iraqis in prisoner war camps, we call staring at the sun. He would make kids stare at the sun. Today, they're serving coffee in the courthouse. He felt sorry for them later on. The blind servants would pick them up, and they'd say, is this a five? I can't tell.
Well, I've heard a lot of those things about Dennis, and I'm glad, you know, that's one of the nicest things that I've heard about the things he's done in the past. As we all know, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg, to use an off-coin phrase this week that I've heard a lot.
Yes. Did you know that also when they announced that the Supreme Court, actually bailiff or whatever, the sergeant-at-arms, whatever you call it, announced that the Supreme Court in the United States, they say, oye, oye. Now, Alvarez does that kind of similar. He says, oye, man. Cállate la boca, chico. El jefe. Párate. Me cago en el. Anyway, it's just kind of different. Kind of a Latin American flavor.
He certainly adds that. He does add that in all his stature, and I look at him as he always, as you know, he has to stand on a chair when he addresses the jury.
And another thing, in fact, I think the term Napoleonic complex comes to mind, but then again, that's who am I to cast aspersions? I want to mention a place, by the way, that is a sponsor today of sorts, a place that is the meeting place. I mean, I want you to know something about Brothers Lounge, and you may not know this, Ralph, because you, in fact, the judge certainly doesn't know, because any kind of allegations of organized crime, you know how Mary Jo Malone says everybody turns a deaf ear. Okay, Mom. Anyway, you know, the Brothers Lounge always has been one of my favorite places. It's true. And you can be sure that if I come back to visit, I'm going to be checking out Brothers Lounge and listen to what's going on. Did I say lounge? That's right, I said lounge. It's lounge. At 5401 West Kennedy. Be sure to go to the Christmas party on Thursday, December the 23rd, from lunch until late night. Jello Shooters. You ever done that, Ralph?
I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of, but...
Jello Shooters. It has the same consistency of...
Yes.
Well, Don, you might want to explain it. Anyway, they've got eggnog. They've got drinks. They've got the greatest jazz in the area with Dick Rivers Band. You can stop in for happy hour for 2 to 1. And you can party New Year's Eve with my friends in Brothers Lounge. The Dick Rivers group playing great jazz. Brothers Lounge. Now, the real... If you really got to talk about what Brothers Lounge is known for, it is the meeting place of the mafia. Now, let's face it. Tampa Tribune can't be wrong. This is where they all go every day. You can go and stand where they stood, where the big deals are made. You can stand where mafia chieftains explain to each other and ask each other questions like, you got enough ice in that drink, or I said Chevis. That's Brothers Lounge. You never know. You might find a horse's head. Who knows? This is where the people of the know go, mafia or otherwise. Can you believe that? I'm still trying to get over that.
I
mean, I know you can't say. So you're denying the joke.
I can't say. I wish I... I'm still pending.
I want to know where the mafia is. I really want to know. Where are they? What do they look like? Who are they? Let's have them on the show. I mean, imagine that. I mean, I really want to know. I mean, legit. Where are they? Everybody seems to be getting upset because everybody's turning a deaf ear to it. I want to know where they are.
Well,
come on, guys.
Just a little bit now, because you're baiting me. You're baiting me.
And I'm a master baiter.
But you got to remember that if you accept all the allegations that were made about all the money that the mafia made in Tampa in the last 10 years, you're talking about an enterprise that made $480,000 in profits between 12 individuals over that time period. So you're talking some heavy-duty money. We figured it out. It was about 6 cents an hour. So you know that they're strong and powerful.
That's right, the Black Beans and Rice Mafia. Oye, coño, chico.
That's a lot of money pass hands there.
Absolutely. Now, who is this on line 11? Who is this, pray tell?
Bono.
Is this Mickey?
This is Mikey.
Mikey from California.
California.
Now, you may not know who Mikey is, and there's good reason for that. But let me tell you something. You set the Tampa Bay area on fire a couple of years ago when you were... But, I mean, it was just incredible. They're still talking about that show.
Does anybody remember me?
Of course we do.
Well, I remember the City Heat Brothers Lounge. Great band.
Great band where the mafia hangs out, Mikey. That's where it happened. The fact that you took time out of your schedule, probably had to call your house arrest officer to get permission to make a phone call. You know, stuff at a halfway house means more to me than you can ever imagine.
Right. Well, there's lots of magic in California and the Bay Area, yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Of course, you're calling from the great area, the great Bay Area of the San Francisco Bay Area. Your dear friend Joe Redner says hello and sends you his holiday greetings.
Will you tell Joe I said hi and I
He's a wonderful man.
I need to drop in and see Joe and the gang.
We will do that. Well, let me tell you something. I appreciate that. Your lovely sister is standing by.
Vernita.
She is standing by. Well, we just followed that rumor. I kind of explained that away. But she is standing by in the control room right now, waving me off, saying, I don't want to talk. Jesse, is there a way that somehow she could maybe put on headphones, talk? See, here's her new nickname, it's the Wave. But it says, no, not now. Well, Mike, I'm going to put you on hold for a second, okay?
The Wave, Mike, have a good one with Theo Lano.
All right, babe.
Boy.
I suppose Mikey's from California. Isn't this great, Judge Alvarez? Can you feel the love, the excitement? No. I really can't either. I thought it was me. Let's go to a man who is... Let me put it this way. There is an expression full of... Is it a word?
No, there's a lot of crap.
That's a word. Full of crap. There is a man who I think probably signifies this, yet at the same time can show the most endearing love you can imagine. And, of course, is the king. Mr. Cibone Ganassi. Cibone!
Wait a minute. I think I hear Arnold Zippel back there. Do I hear Arnold Zippel back there?
I don't know.
I thought you said Keith Alvarez was there.
He is right here, Simon. Dennis Alvarez is standing by. Now, this show means nothing to anybody but me. But right now, Judge Alvarez, as we speak, a man who spent $30,000 on a king's outfit.
No.
Man who spent $30,000 to be an imaginary king.
Imaginary. Wait a minute. Once a king, always a king.
Yeah.
But once a night is never enough. Remember that.
Lano, they throw this guy out of Cuba, and we bring him to Tampa, and we make him a king. Only America. It only happens in America.
I was waiting to hear that. I knew that was coming sooner or later. Mm-hmm. Ralph, it's your turn. Take your punch.
Ralph left. Ralph had to deal with you, so he left. King, there's a my Spanish is not very good, but I want to tell you for all of the times we've talked and all the unabiding friendship through all the years, there's a phrase that I think is applicable, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe it's not right on target, my pronunciation may be off, but it goes something like this: Come mierda. Take care, King.
Hey, listen, baby, you're a Tampa boy, done good. We're proud of you, we love you, and
don't ever change.
When I go to New York, I'm going to treat you too.
Better good, sir. Let's go. I mean, better you than me. Hang on a second. Top Gun in Tampa, I guess. Gun. Hang on a second. Let me try it again. Top Gun. Wait there. There we go. Top Gun. Hello.
Yes.
Gun.
It's been so long.
Where have you been, sir?
Well, you see, I've changed my shtick. I've been the angry caller. I've been the caller with the guy that, well...
Which
see,
one?
Talk radio. Yeah, well, it isn't for you. It's for me. And I got into this thing where I was just venting my spleen for a while. You want a rehash of all the calls?
Can you do the great song about the Nota Sasa again? Land of flint and water and...
Well, see, that one has such a dramatic climax to it. You have to be there at the beginning in order to appreciate the end. That's 20 minutes long, for crying out loud.
That's very appreciate you calling, though, pal. It's been a long time.
Well, it's been a while, but, you know, what can you say? When you've been in this business as long as I have...
Thank you, Gunn.
And look... Don't play with trains up there in New York. I want you to
I was waiting for somebody to do a train joke. Thank you, babe. Now the last angry man, Chase in South Pasadena. Chase.
I know Mary Jo Malone doesn't listen, but I just want to say hi, Mary Jo. Lionel, I can see it now.
Merry Christmas.
It's gonna be a rainy Saturday afternoon. I'll be sitting here watching like one of those cable channels that you so dearly love, and I'll see. This is Lionel for the Money Store.
No. Well, you really worked on it ahead of time. I can tell you thought this was a winner.
What's that?
You know that I have in my car about 50 bags of beef jerky. What do you think of it?
Good for the bowels, brother.
This guy's got something. You've got to get this. It's a, what is it, Ulster makes it?
Yeah, it's for one of those brands.
It's a meat desiccator. Makes your meat dry. It makes your meat dry.
Listen,
you can put a piece of meat and dry. It makes actual jerky. This is the most incredible addictive stuff.
I wrote a poem for you, ready?
Go ahead, sir. You know, that is fantastic. The love. Mojo on line 11. Mojo.
Mano, this is Mojo. I'm 197th time caller. Listen,
we're
going
to hit 200.
Listen to this, Mano. Now, what message are we sending to our young people, Mano? You tell me.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like the low battery signal from somebody I know is vibrating.
Yeah, that's the one you got in Ybor City.
No.
You are the Neville Brand of talk radio, and I mean that sincerely.
Three more to go, Mojo, to your 200th call.
I'll see you in court.
All righty, very good. Let's go to Meyer in Tampa. Meyer.
Lionel, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How you doing?
I was one of your first-time callers when you first started on Saturday. And
it was Sunday, but that's okay.
It was Saturday when you started. But I just want to wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And don't ever forget us.
Oh, I'll never forget you, Meyer.
Especially me.
Oh, no, you. No, you. I'll never forget you.
All right.
There's a lot of people I'll never forget.
Okay.
Some in the back. And don't forget. Forgive your enemies, but never forget their names. And I will always remember you, Meyer.
All right. Lonnie.
No matter what. And again, how's business doing?
It's picking up now.
Well, let me invite people again to remind them of your place. The Sandwich Emporium. Not a sandwich, but a sandwich emporium. Yeah. Ciccone's, named after Madonna Ciccone, the Madonna, on 7th Avenue. That is a fantastic place for great Cuban sandwiches.
Thank you very much, Lionel.
I will always remember you, fondly.
And you take care up there.
I will.
All right.
You, I will remember fondly.
I appreciate it.
Goodbye, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bill Murphy calling in from somewhere. Bill.
Lionel.
Bill, I'm sorry I didn't notice your name. I'm sorry to make you wait this long.
That's okay. It was worth it because, Lionel, you and I have had a chance to talk a lot over the years, but I'm going to tell you something today that I've never told you before.
Yeah. You're a woman.
And by the way, thank you for the pictures of you and Monica. Now, in late 1991, I suggested to the producers of Murphy in the Morning that they use you as a co-host. And I said, what are you, crazy? I said, believe me, this will work. This will be a terrific thing. And I convinced them. And you came on, you did the show, I went on vacation. 3 weeks later, my show was canceled.
Do you remember?
I want you to know. Yes.
Somebody today from La Gazeta was interviewing me, and they talked about, somebody said there were two times in your television career where, frankly, you got into some trouble. One they mentioned was Channel 3, the second one was Murphy in the Morning. I said, no, I didn't get into trouble. Oh, no, we heard you did. I said, no, I didn't. You put me on, and I think personally, the reason why the show was canceled wasn't because I was there and I ruined it, was because they realized that once I left, nobody could replace us. When you put me on with Lee Bailey, the Catfish King, and some strange fashion show with prepubescent nubile silks.
It was a Michael Jackson kind of a fashion show.
But, Bill, you have been one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, and sincerely nice.
Well, I tell you, and I know that you get nuts when people get too sincere, but I think that the secret to your success is you really are, and it's overused, you're a natural talent. You've never really tried all that hard to...
And it shows.
No, but that's what the medium is about, and I suspect that you will probably be a great success in New York, and you're really going to be missed here. And I personally have I've enjoyed our friendship, but I've also enjoyed, and it's different from listening to you on the air. I've also enjoyed you just spending the afternoons with you in the car, laughing so hard that I almost drove off the road.
Now, I can tell you something, too. I don't mind saying it, but I'm not gay. But I could have sex with you if I had. I mean, if they said, you've got to have sex with Bill Murphy, I could do it. I may not like it.
I mean, I could
do it. Very few people I can say that to.
Well, I remember when I was filling in for you about a year ago, Ted Webb told me how good you were. So,
you know, we could consider that as an option down the road. I love you, kid.
Let me tell you something, Bill. No matter where I go, I'll be there. And I mean that.
And you know, and I'm gonna be sure that that's on your tombstone.
I love you, Bill.
Take care, babe.
Bill Murphy, a media great, and I mean that, a legend in the Tampa Bay area. Here is a man right now standing by with news. That's no John Summer. Then again, neither is John Summer.
5:30, good afternoon. Don Richards, News Radio 970 WFLA. One of the two missing fishermen found in the Gulf. Details coming up. The Coast Guard says a body found 4 miles west of Johns Pass this afternoon is that of one of the two crewmen missing after their boat sank off Indian Rocks Beach last night. Search continuing for a while for the second man. Tampa attorney Warren Dawson says Hillsborough Aviation Authority travel policies allow the sort of travel for which authority care of...
down in Cuba. The guys that run the operation day to day, what happened in Eastern Europe, just had a turning over of... let's go.
With their presence, those in the news area. There is one man who brings the spirit and the verve of Edward R. Murrow, the comedic wit of Ted Huntley, the insouciance of David Brinkley, all rolled up into one. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you from your superstation, Channel 44, man who is responsible for perpetuating one of the greatest frauds in rock and roll history, Mr. John Summer.
Thank you, Lionel.
John Wilson couldn't be here, so I am here.
I didn't do that one for you. Wilson called me yesterday. He sounded drunk. That's
really?
Me.
Well, the stress over this thing is beginning to take hold.
Oh, come on.
Listen, first of all, I brought you some...
look at the who's who in this room right now. If a bomb went off,
no one would care.
Yes. I probably planted it.
In fact, that's what's in this paper bag here. I got this from South Florida. Guys that were saying this stuff.
It's called Mary Rogers, A Look Back.
I got something to show you.
Okay, wait a minute.
You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Okay. You want to start?
Please, sir. Please.
Lovely parting gifts here, okay?
Okay.
First of all, an autographed picture of the entire 44 News at 10 team, personally autographed by each and every member.
Wow!
And it says on the top of your Lionel, what does it say here? We're going to miss you. By the way, take a look at the look on Barbara's face here.
Yes.
A little startled.
A bit startled indeed.
That's because I'm goosing her.
Because you're goosing
her.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you're up to your first knuckle on that one, man.
Secondly... a genuine photograph of a Philco predicted TV set. In honor of the
longest story ever in radio history. The longest.
Kind of an inside joke here, but one day you allowed me to take over the airwaves here, and I had a story to tell, and it took all 3 hours of it, virtually.
And no second predicted. Was missed at all.
Third, and you're going to like this, Lionel, a box of Cracker Jacks, signed, and take me to the circus.
Yes. See, that, of course, is so hip.
Yeah. Should I tell this?
Please do.
Okay.
But
very brief.
Quick, we're covering.
Okay. Okay.
This is true, by the way.
It is a true story. My previous co-anchor.
I may be wrong, but you're more wrong. Go ahead. Say the West Tampa guy got this. See, nobody gets that.
This
This is party hardy time.
Oh, yeah. We're gassed.
Shall I explain this?
Please.
Okay. A box of Cracker Jacks. This was with my previous co-anchor, Mary Rogers, and a dear, sweet lady. And
well, you know something's coming when somebody says, either that or bless his heart, or the phrase, to look at her, you know something, this is not going to be applauded.
No, but seriously, I love Mary, and I don't think she'll mind me telling this story.
It was on TV for crying out loud. It's not like she hit it. It's like the Kennedy assassination. You can doubt all you want, but there it is.
Can't deny it.
I'm sorry.
It did happen. But we were, it was a lead into a story about baseball food or something of that sort, and I thought I'd promote a little anchor repartee, right? And so I led into the story by saying, okay, now Mary, what I want you to do is finish this sentence. Buy me some peanuts and...
Okay, stop right there. Now, the rule here. What would you say to fill in that blank?
Okay, well, see, this guy's from
West Tampa. Used to stare at the sun for quite a lot, he knows. Okay, what was her
That was
response?
Not her response. There was this awesomely long pause. And then in her wonderful kind of a guttural, deep voice, she said, and take me to the circus? Question mark.
But the best one was back to your face when you said,
I was stunned.
What
man.
The... The hell are you thinking?
I was speechless, as
yes.
Paul Harvey would say. I didn't know where to go from there.
This is the only guy, by the way, we're talking about complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And John Summers, one day, apparently, when you said his story, I think this is hysterical. Apparently, the monitors have graphs on the bottom. The engineers look at the various graphs. John had one shot where his pores are like this, the light's coming up, but he looked like Lon Chaney.
Yeah, no, Richard Speck, the serial killer. It was bad looking. I mean, my skin isn't all that bad, but when you adjust the cameras in such a way, you can look awesomely bad. Awesomely bad.
You were doing a commercial for skin sanding or whatever, and the engineer said,
well, I went to find out what the problem was. And there, up in engineering, they had all the TV sets there, you know, their television monitors, and you could see on the monitor that it was off, the camera was off. And then below the monitors, they have graphs, little waveforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Ron, I said, I think there's something wrong with my camera. And he said, well, no, the graph says it's fine.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, basically...
Didn't look in the camera. Is this Cuban by any chance? Is his name Ronaldo?
No.
You never know.
But that was it. I have one more thing.
Please.
Okay. And I know that that they don't allow alcohol beverages here at WCW.
The hell they don't. We're in the bag as it is.
But one night, which I can't remember, you told me about
yes.
this. You insisted that you were buying. This is the only reason why this happened. You were buying. And
Heineken. You had Heineken and Cuervo Gold, I think.
Very good. You remember.
And I told this woman at the Bendigans on 4th Street North, I said, listen, whenever this guy's glass is empty, put some more in. After a while, he'll think, oh, I didn't drink it.
Well, my take on this was, hey, it's free.
Yeah.
And Lionel will drive me home. I was wrong about that. But anyway, in honor of that fateful night, your very own Cuervo 800 with a few shot glasses for you to ride on home with tonight. Or,
and please, never drink and drive. You may hit a bump and spill your drink.
But anyway, Lionel, and it's been said many times before, but I want to tell you myself.
Many ways.
And by the way, I want that copy of Hey Jude, Hey a Bing.
Did you see this? Would you hold this up, please? Is this beautiful? You have a lot of stuff in your collection, but
not that.
As beautiful as that.
Not that. I
promotion,
am
not for sale. Mm-hmm.
And God has me.
You know what Bing is?
Who would want to buy this?
You know what Bing is thinking of? I've got a thing. What?
Rather introspective look on his face there. That's a Bavarian cap, by the way.
And John Summer, this goes out
to you.
Thank you. It kills me. Now, who owns the rights to this, Michael Jackson?
You'll have to ask him. I'm not sure what Michael has.
I can see Michael saying, look, I plead guilty to the molestation. You stop singing that song.
Just don't take my Hey Jude.
Can I do something quickly just for a second? Chip Rule, can you slide in for a second? I've got a... Okay, can you guys move out of the way so Jesse can see? There you go. In fact, I'm supposed to listen to a Shell's Live. And I've got Chip Rule. Chip, what are you? You're a big shot with Shell's. I mean, what is your actual title? Why don't you talk to the mic, you stupid?
We have food, not radio.
Okay. Answer the following questions. Isn't it not true that Shell's is the finest seafood restaurant in the Tampa Bay area?
Yes, sir.
Okay, why is it special? Why? I want to hear from you, the horse's mouth.
It almost seems horrible to a straight spot that hung you last night. Food's fresh as it can be. We've got European gourmet chefs develop our recipes for us. We take all the pains, make all the sauces fresh every day. We cook everything to order. There's no heat lamps in our restaurants.
No heat lamps. Say no more, Kip. Say no more. No heat lamps. Forget it.
That means the food isn't waiting for you. Cook it for you when you order it.
I say heat lamp, I'm out of it. And it is one of the greatest places ever. I'm telling you, it's special. You guys take Shell's seriously, don't you?
You betcha.
I mean, this isn't just some joke. I mean, that's why you're voted number one by virtually everybody in the world.
We take every pant, every person who walks in and make sure they walk out happy, well-fed, and think they've got the best value for their money in town.
And if you ever don't like anything, or you have any comments or suggestions...
We'll give you Lionel's number in New York if you call.
Here's home number. It's in the projects, but wait. Ask for Cleotis. No, it's a wonderful place, a wonderful... I love it sincerely. Some are like that. Some are crazy, some are not. But honestly, I mean, I've told people this and I believe it. We've been there a million times. My parents have it, I love it. Now, during the holiday season, you've got buckets and troughs and barrels and... I mean, any conceivable quantity. If you want a trough of shrimp, no problem.
We've got buckets of shrimp, over 125 shrimp. We've got quarts of chowder for holiday entertaining. They're available every night. Just give a call and I'll prepare them for you.
Nothing to make, and no heat lamps. Not a heat lamp in the place. Not a heat lamp in the place. That's what makes it better. I'm sorry. I mean, I've been to some place. You know, you go to some places, it burns. Heat lamps all over the place. Not a Shell's. Why? They've got microwave ovens. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Shell's, a wonderful place, a wonderful value. Dockside prices. It's a celebration.
A nightly celebration.
See, I did that. You got your money's worth for that one. You paid in the ass. Mojo, line 11, Mojo.
I buried Paul. I buried Paul. Lionel, this is Mojo. I'm a 198-time caller. Speaking of sports, you know, it's so great that you've become such a success during these economically hard times. Times are so hard. I was watching Sam White the other night on Played Against Sam, and he had his chalkboard and was drawing all these defensive and offensive plays with his little circles. Then he started connecting the circles to other little circles and then connecting them some more. Let me ask you, Lionel, are you tired of punching the time card? Would you like to take a vacation whenever you want to?
How many more to go, Mojo?
Are you tired of making Gabe Hobbs a rich man?
Mojo.
Amway.
How many more to go? Two more?
Tumor.
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 Remember that tumor from that movie, What was that movie? What was it? It was Ray Santini. Tumor?
Tumor the Road?
Tumor? Remember that?
No.
Thank you.
See you in court.
Thank you, Mojo. You know, right now, and by the way, John Summers, thank you very much for this. I didn't want to, I mean, I had to do the Shell's thing. No heat lamps. No heat lamps. There was a man right now, as you know, I love professional wrestling. There was a man who started off years ago in Minneapolis who made such holes as the thyroid grip famous, the testicular clamp, a guy who's known worldwide, and I've traveled and been in the streets of New York with him, and he is one of the rudest people I think you'll ever want to meet outside of the ring, a consummate athlete, a man who has managed virtually every big name you can imagine in the world of professional wrestling. I'd like to give you at this time, Mr. Harley Race. No, I'm kidding. Bobby, Bobby the Brain Heenan. Bobby, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Lionel. How you doing?
Well, can we play word association?
Sure.
I'm going to say something, and you tell me what comes to your mind.
Got it.
Heat lamp.
No heat lamps at Shell's, everybody.
Just in the urinals.
No heat lamp at Shell's.
Shell's.
You hear that, Chef Miles? I'm telling you what. And if you think CDB's busted your balls, look at this guy. You want to make him mad? Oh, I'm telling you. Bobby, thanks for being here.
You know, this is your last day, right?
Nothing gets by you.
Nothing gets by me.
That's why you're the brain.
Well, I got to pick these things up around town. Today is also my last day with the World Wrestling Federation.
Wait a minute. Wait.
My contract expires today, and I'm not renewing it.
and I'm no longer with the World Wrestling Federation.
Is this an exclusive?
Well, I haven't broke it to anybody yet. I thought I'd do it on your show. What, 6-7 people are going to know about it now. So, there's no harm done.
All who own the heat lamps, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So
how long were you with them?
I've been 9.5 years. 9.5 years.
And you were fantastic.
Oh, yes. No one ever said it to me unless I gave him $150 and told him about the Shiner.
I mean, you were fantastic.
Yes, I was.
How many midgets did you wrestle with? And this is something, I mean, a lot of people have thought that was unfair, wrestling midgets. People.
No, Matt, that's real fair. The only guys that can work out, they can do sit-ups underneath the Chevy. Doesn't matter. The only bad thing about it is you can't touch them, you don't know where they've been. One guy was so happy up to Matthew's got it, he's like 4 feet tall. Well, the last one to know it when it rains. Well, we're going to have fun Sunday night,
I
huh?
I just fell into this one. I didn't know you had a
root canal. What? What'd you say? What?
No, he's talking to me. I'm sorry. It's the heat lamp thing.
I know.
No, heat lamp.
No, heat lamp.
Wouldn't that be a great foreign object in wrestling? A heat lamp.
Why could you get heat with that?
Now, Sunday night, at Sidefooter, you're going to be one of the roasters for
right. Moi. I don't know anything about you. I don't know how I'm going to do this.
You know who else is going to be there as well? You might want to put those headphones on, Bob.
Why, is it for me?
Can I call you Bob?
Go ahead. Didn't cost me more. You
should be. Let's go to a man who really tells it like it is, Mr. Chris Thomas from Kendall Lake. Chris.
Yeah, I can't wait to fry your ass.
Well, you better bring an extra can of Spam with you.
By the way, Chris, will you do me a favor?
Yeah, what's that?
Would you? Now, this may sound crazy, but before you show up, will you have a couple of drinks on me, please?
Absolutely. Count on it. So this whole thing isn't a publicity gag? You're really leaving?
Boy, Chris, you are on target, sir.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
This guy will do anything to get a six-pack of light and some shrimp.
I'm still trying to figure this out. Rush Limbaugh following you? That's kind of like Yasser Arafat following Yitzhak Rabin. What does Yitzhak mean, anyhow?
Yitzhak means the cattle are dying. And,
but I do not eat cows.
The last time...
Yes.
I've seen some of your dates, pal, and phew. Anyway, you know, Chris.
Yitzhak.
And I mean that sincerely. No, Yitzhak is the sound a nude fat lady makes when she gets off a Naugahyde couch. I'll never forget one time, Chris. Do you remember the last time? This is great. One time, we were at, what was the name of this place up there?
Side Splitter.
No, it's right up there in the corner. Yeah. Used to be DJs, Jerry Willikers. One night they had an opening party, and Chris Thomas says to me, "Let's go to the car. I want to show you something." I said, "No,
little boy."
And it was raining. And I said,
"It was pouring."
It was. I mean, it was torrential downpour. I said, "Whatever it is, it must be pretty good." So, yeah, I'm game. Go ahead, yeah. He said, "Listen to this." And we get into his car, and it's soaking wet. He says, "Now where did I put it?" And he's looking around, and I'm thinking, man, this is... I'm not really, you know... What the hell was doing with Chris Thomas? It's, you know...
Hey, you're already nude. What the hell?
Yeah. All of a sudden, he reaches in, and he has a cassette tape box. I'm thinking, very clever. Who'd look there? And he pulls out a tape. And we listen to some chick sing the Star Spangled Banner...
Bobby Lynn Winterbottom.
In the rain, in his car...
Awesome.
On the corner of Gandhi and Derby. That's the kind of party with you, pal.
So it's a spiritual moment for me, buddy.
So I said, so, Chris, what do you got here? He goes, That's it.
Now, tell the truth. It's an inspirational rendition.
It
the
was,
greatest you've ever heard.
I played it. People loved it. By the way, and you know what I noticed in the back of your car?
No.
Heat lamps.
With a Michael Jackson glove.
By the way, Chris, you know why your pants are so short, don't you?
Why is that?
Sometimes you pick up the wrong ones. I'm sorry. You know it's black and comes in white cans?
No.
Michael Jackson. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I just wanted to call to say goodbye.
Well, I love you, Chris.
Yes.
A Sunday night, though, correct?
Absolutely. I can't wait to fry your ass.
Very good. And Bobby the Brain... Chris, what can you say? Did you hear the story that just broke on the Lionel show?
No.
Bobby the Brain, tell him, Bobby.
Chris, I'm no longer with the World Wrestling Federation.
Go away.
You know, my contract expired today, and just like Lionel's, he's going to New York, and I'm leaving New York. So I'm just going to try to find other things. I got a couple of agents. I'm going to do some info commercials and stuff. And
just run for Hillsborough County Sheriff.
Why not? Lionel's gone.
Yeah.
There'd be no crime.
Well, Bobby, I'm looking forward to seeing you Sunday. I think we can really do this guy good.
Oh, bring a baster. He's ready.
Yep.
Take care, pal.
All right. See you, Lionel.
I love you.
Love you, too.
That's the one. Yeah, what a sincere bastard you are. That's Chris Thomas. More coming up. We've got more people in here than you can imagine. We're going to be doing more of this.
And I brought you some good stuff.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Wait a minute. You think I'm a deadbeat?
As a matter of fact. There's a certain hotel.
Look at this. 2 p.m. That's not bad stuff.
White Star. Look at this.
There you go.
Whoa,
nothing too good but the best china.
With plastic glasses. And I tell you what, here is a man who knows his cues right now. 6 o'clock. I'm looking in there. He's nowhere to be found. Don Richards. Hello. McFly. Donnie. There he is. Glasses are. How about a big hand for Don Richards?
The human heat lamp.
<That's> 970 WSLA. The monkey's dead. The show's over. Soon, Lionel Glasgow is brought to you in part by Eric's Downtown Grill, Parker & Lessie, Southern Exposure Restaurant, International Climate Center, Hector Savings Bank, The Blue Ship, Shell's Restaurant, Side Splitters Comedy Club, Brothers Lounge, and the Loki Motors.
It's a bunch of almost excellent bull bikes and this other, what do you call it, bicycles.
What do you look like? You know what day it is, don't you? Friday, first day in a regular life. And every Friday we do a little something that my brother T-Bone and I wrote a year ago about a lady we met. We was at a bar, we was at the Blue Penguin. And I look at this fine mama one day and I say, hey baby, why don't you and I romanticize? And she said, all right. So I went out with her and I said, hey, get in my truck, baby. And the next thing you know, I found something I did not like. Let me tell you about it. My baby's got crabs.
That's like one big gaping crab.
My baby's got crabs.
We have a big one.
My baby's got crabs. They're more than
crabs. Oh, yeah. That's the direction.
And you know, I'll see him kick.
Probably one of the greatest moments. Jim Clements, I appreciate that.
I never defecated on stage, though.
Well, the night's young.
Yes.
So, isn't it? That's what I'm going to do at the roast Sunday. Here's what I think. Jim, thank you, sir.
You know, I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, too.
I'm going to come up there and mess with you. We're going to take lifestyles on the road and blast your ass all across.
Try getting past security, Jim. Just kidding.
I've heard that before.
It's a veritable potpourri of this. Chef Miles is here. Chef Miles, who I thought of everything he knows, but not everything I know. This is a man who...
It is
so good.
So good.
Spatula's up.
That's what I got to tell you. So I'm clearing the point for some lawyer types, if you know what I mean, and...
I think you do.
Oh, very good. I like that. And I had this little, my little Walkman with me because I wasn't going to miss the last show. When all of a sudden there's so much metal in the building, forget it. I just left the party. They're there hungry. Came down here just to say goodbye to you,
Do you know what it is standing next to this man? Bobby the Brain. He's
I don't know, but I'm getting warm and kind of fuzzy and a little bit moist.
This guy is, he is to wrestling what Al Martino was to microsurgeon. Bobby, you have a comment?
Well, this is a great chef. I've seen him with the D-back a lot of times selling hot dogs.
He's fantastic.
He's great.
He learned it in prison. He's fantastic.
What, the D-back or hot dog?
The hot dog.
Oh.
And what makes him special?
No heat lamps.
No heat lamps.
I don't know when you know, Lionel, you would have been a great chef.
No heat lamps, indeed, sir. When it comes to smoked duck, you look at me, Wolfgang Puck. You're the king, and I mean this sincerely.
Can we just, pal?
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
You can always just blow people.
You missed it. It was a soundbite dealing with blowing. Why did I get into it? Right when you first walked in, we did a soundbite. Is it possible, Marcus? You feel like doing it there?
I'm ready,
Bob. I'm sitting here?
Yeah, Bob, just take a seat right there. He's
done.
Yeah,
I'll move down to the back of the line.
No.
I forgot my way in the hall.
No, it's okay.
Oh, I was in the parking lot.
I got to get you back. I'm sure you've all heard Marcus before in that signature wheeze. But Marcus, this is a big moment for you. You've decided, I understand, that you've written some type of song.
Yeah,
And if we could have some quiet here just for a moment. If we could have some just for a moment. This is a big moment for me. He's not a professional musician.
Not at all.
Fine enough.
Yeah, I'm very bad at the guitar.
No,
singing is lousy. But I just wanted to let you know, Lionel, that it was the painstaking hours that I put into writing this song. The labor of practicing it over and over again that really don't mean a thing at all. So I just wanted to let you know that this is really nothing at all.
And just remember, one mistake.
And I know, and I'm
and dead. That's all.
And I'm
no,
dead.
Not at all. Marcus with his song. And what is it called?
And this is called My New Best Friend.
Okay.
I was driving home. It felt so good to finally be alone. The workday was so long, and I can't believe how many things went wrong. I was feeling kind of low until I turned on my radio. I came to stations again and again, and that's when I found him, my new best friend. Let's go to bed. Fold your talking, you know he's a champ.
dead rag by making someone laugh so damn hard that they just can't help but lose control of their cars. And I believe them till the very end. Every time I hear them say, Lionel here, your new best friend.
Before you left, I said, I feel like calling up and saying, the hell with this. I've had enough.
this is actually turning out to be fun. I mean, it's not maudlin, it's not, oh, yet. Fred, by the way, Fred wants to ask Marcus a question. Go ahead, Fred. Fred, are you there? Thanks, not anymore. Sorry. False alarm, man. Nope. It was Vista calling about the
lots of consumer credit.
Can we do the, you mind if we tell the,
are we going to have to vote on the crab song or this one? What are we going to vote on? I like this one.
Bobby and I went on a business trip one time, and he said, you know, I'm a big shot. I'm with WWF. I make millions of dollars a year. I'm known internationally. And I'm going to take care of it. I said, great. Where are we staying? Well,
what time do we go to them?
New York. Okay, New York City. You think, I stopped thinking the Plaza, the Waldorf.
They were full of the convention.
Yeah, right. No. Where did we stay? What was his place?
The inn.
The what inn?
It didn't have all the letters in the name. It was a Y and a W, I think.
It was so bad that I had the cab driver drop me off just so that he wouldn't see where I was going. I'd walk a lot. It was good for the health.
You walked at 4 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
just like an outpatient.
Yeah, that's coming up. But the room I was in was right next to the elevator shaft.
Well.
And all night long.
Well, easy to get you the good one.
All night long. Mr. Class, Mr. WWF, Mr. I'm Famous, all night long.
What sound did it make?
I don't know what this was. So I called up Swami there and I said, listen, man, please.
Yeah, we had a guy in the desk there that when he got old enough, he pulled his diaper off and wore it on his head.
I said, could you do me a favor and turn the elevator off? No, but we will do it. We will move you. You ain't moving.
To my 7-Eleven.
You're not moving anything, pal. It was the worst night ever. He said, let's move you. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to move. I said, look, you got 3 elevators. Just turn one off. There's nobody going up and down. I'm sorry, I can't do that. He said, look, let me tell you something. I'm here with Bobby Heenan. Show up. That's what I knew it wasn't good. The next day was so bad.
Hey, tell me what you did that night over at Parks and Steakhouse.
Well,
this is where John Gotti got it. Where
Paul Castellano.
Paul Castellano. That's where Gotti's people did it, right?
Well, so they say.
So we stop in for a drink. Final sealed every ashtray in the place. He's got books and matches, and he's laying out in front of Sparks' restaurant on the sidewalk at 2 o'clock in the morning. I want to wait where Paul laid. I said, better get out of here. I'll be late.
With ashtrays. It was tough, though, when the owner comes up and he says, how are you? He's going to give me a hug. And he gives this chink, chink, chink. And I've got all of his ashtrays in my butt. Yeah, right. Oh, I'm telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse, do we have some kind of glory, perhaps? You know what's coming up now. This is it. When I started, this fellow began his series ad seriatim of calls. From 1 to 2 to 10 to 50 to whatever. 100 was a milestone. And I told him, I told Mojo, I will give you your chance to make your 200th call. Now, it would be big of me to let him do that right now. Of course, the term quick comes to mind, but I could make him wait a little bit more. But I now am proud to announce that right now, on December the 17th, 1993, a day that will live in infamy, at 6:27 in the p.m., Mojo's 200th call.
547. P.A.C.O. Lima, this is Mojo. I'm a 200th time caller. Marcus, I love you, babe. Hermano?
How does it feel, babe? I think Bob Dylan said it best. How does it feel?
He said that.
To be on your own.
With no direction home.
A complete unknown.
Oh, please, look out your window. Lionel, I got a Funk and Wagnalls Standard Desk Dictionary in front of me now.
Yes.
I just looked up Poor Judgment. There was a picture of fingers.
Yes.
I looked up Deja Vu. And it seemed like I looked it up once before. I looked up Talk Czar, and there's a picture of you, Hermano. Down at the bottom of the definition, it said, see also, Hermano. See also, friend. I'm going to take a moment, Lionel, and spoil your radio image for a moment here.
Go ahead, sir.
Lionel, about 3 years ago, around Thanksgiving time, I was undergoing surgery, came out of it. Didn't go to work for a few days. Mojet was covering the phones for me. She gets this phone call and hands it to me. And the guy on the other end says, Mojo, this is Lionel. I'm a first-time caller. And it was great. You won her over at that moment, Hermano. I just want to let all those people who think you are just brash and obnoxious to add some passionate to the list.
Maybe even call West Sargent in a minute.
You know, you've given me more than my 15 minutes. You've been a good friend. I'm going to miss you, Hermano. I got the numbers. I've started the tape. I've started the care package. We'll
Thank
be in
you.
Touch.
Thank you.
You know, I don't believe in luck. You know a little bit of the real me. I don't believe in luck, so I'm going to wish you continued success instead.
May you find the door to your success.
Listen.
May you never be slammed on. I know they're in there.
I saw the curtains.
The meter's running.
If you're willing...
The car's warm.
I hope you're willing to do this for me, if Dave don't mind. Would you just... One favor I'd like to ask of you before you leave.
Yes. You know I fell for that. Well, I want to say something right now. And I've got to apologize. Jesse, please. I owe this man an apology right here. I want you to look right in that window. Bill Burnett... Everybody look at Bill. Everybody get up and fight. Push your nose up to the wall, glass. It doesn't matter. Bill and I cracked you up the other night, and I did something really lousy, really cheesy.
You're fired.
Bill, there's one thing I want to show you.
No,
and
no,
you may, and you may think it's crazy. No, no, Bill, you got to look. Bill's my last show, Bill. My last show, Bill. Bill. Bill, look.
Nope.
Bill, you know what this is, Bill? Just one time, quick, Bill. You can look once and then look down. Bill. Bill.
No. No.
Come on, Bill. One time.
No.
Bill, I'm not going to stop unless you look. Bill, do you know what this is?
Yes.
It's a one-armed man counting change, Bill. I now give you a man that I have cracked up mercilessly, and somehow he's done it. A man who said to Dave Reinhardt, what do you mean I can't carry a gun? Carry this. A man who is probably the best newscaster I have ever heard, and why he was working late nights, I'll never know. A man who never cracks up under pressure. A man who realizes that he is his only, really perhaps is the only link to reality. For those shut-ins, people sitting around, walking around nude, making long-distance phone calls without using their hands, waiting for Jehovah's Witnesses to call. A man who never cries or laughs under pressure. To Bill Lipschitz. Fiberilla. When your mind says go and your body says whoa. Fiberilla, the official fiber supplement of the American 1993 Paul Bearing team. Sell them all, sell, sell. Let's go to Ronelda. Line 11, Ronelda?
Yes, hello?
How are you, darling?
I'm fine. If you endorse the man, fiber, what you call that?
Fiberia.
Yes. You know, I took some of that, and it like a railroad train goes through my head. And I am sitting here in my 14th pair of depends, and it depends on whether or not I'm going to take more. You like that stuff?
Can I tell you that you are an attractive woman? Do you mind if I tell you that?
No, that awfully nice. No one has said that to me in 48 years.
You know who else finds you rather attractive?
Who's that?
Bobby Heenan.
Oh, really? Oh, that's the breathing man I like. That makes my little black nipples get all hard and rocky hard.
It's amazing, Lionel. Your last show, you did Mom's Maybelline.
Thank you, Ronaldo. I appreciate it for everything, Ronaldo. I literally appreciate it.
I love you.
And
I'm
going
to miss your ass.
And I'm going to miss your other parts as well.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm washing right now.
Thank you, darling.
Goodbye.
And a nice Epsom salt six pack. Where's Andy with the trumpet? Andy came all the way over here. Andy's got a gig. Where are you playing, Andy?
I'm playing at J.J. Higgins on Sunday night with the Midnight Brass.
Can you give me anything that's your best stuff to let people know just how good you are in that damn thing of yours?
Friday, 9 to 11 in the a.m.
Pulling down the big bucks.
bigger bucks, put it that way.
As Bubba would say, say.
I love you, Hawk.
Hey, listen, I'm really going to miss you, Bonnie. Take care, brother. And
let me tell you something. It's great to know that somebody named Irving Lipschitz can do this effective southern accent and name himself Hawk.
Oh, God.
And it's amazing how you could just spin a little wheelchair around. You are the best, sir.
Oh, man, you are the greatest. Really, I am going to miss you, Lionel. Take care, and a merry
Take care, Christmas. Hawk.
Happy New Year.
There it is.
Good stuff to you, brother.
Bless your heart, Hawk. Take care, Tiger. Hawk Harrison from our sister station, the power pig that corrupts young minds. Home of Bubba the Love Chimp. No, they do their best. FM gets everything. We don't get anything. FM gets the best. It's true. The best jackets. The best. What is our present this year? I never got one. It's a secret. I'm going to be gone, right? You know, it's amazing. One year you gave us these, what was it, these watches. These still work. I can't break them. I've thrown them against the wall. I gave it to the cat to play with. Nothing. Eats it, swallows it, puts it out of the little cat, whatever. Still works. Still keeps on ticking and takes a licking. All right, what are we doing now? I have no idea. Let's go to, what do you think? What do you think, Jess? Let's go to Steve in Tampa. Stevie?
Lotto.
Steve.
Lotto, I'm going to miss you, baby.
You, not you. We never had the chance to party, Steve.
Well, I'll always remember when I went down to the station with you. I always remember that.
What was that like, Steve?
It was like heaven.
Tell us about it, Steve.
My best pal. It was like that.
I never had the chance to take you to the mine, Steve. Never had the chance to take you to an escort service. Have some girl with a whip hurt you. You've never been tied up like an otter. Bobby Heenan taught me that. Do you like wrestling, Steve?
Yeah.
Bobby the Brain Heenan's here. You and I could have partied with him.
Why didn't we?
Because he was too young.
Thank goodness.
You had a ball in his game.
You're going to love New York, Michael.
And Steve, let me tell you something. One of these days, remember this, you're going to get laid. Think of me, will you, babe?
I always will.
Call out my name, seriously. You don't confuse her at first, or what the heck. You'll never see her again. Just call my name out. And wherever I am, I'll know it. Something will tell me. I'll know it, I said. It's just like It's a Wonderful Life. Whenever the bell rings, Angel got his wings. Whenever I feel the hairs in the back of my neck stand up, I'll say, Steve got a piece of ass. And you deserve it, Steve. And don't forget, Steve, like I told you, hold them down by the ears. They like that. They like that, Steve.
I always remember that.
Treat them like crap, too. and you know what you say to a girl after you make love to her? Call me when you get home. Have a nice ride. I love you, Steve Marino.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, shut up, you naked. Take care, pal.
See ya.
All righty. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, the love. This poor kid, 13 years old, comes in here. You've had an effect, Bobby, and people, haven't you?
What, a 13-year-old kid called me? No, I haven't. Thanks for asking, though. I don't know, Steve. I don't care, but I'm kind of sick of knowing you. You know, if you think about it.
I've got some lines I can give you right now, pal. Trust me. But I won't, because I love you.
Okay.
No, I never will.
No.
Is there anybody here who has anything who wants to? Am I being remiss? This woman has sat by, through me, on me, with me for years. Monica, can you have a... In my dream, she says, sit down here, would you please? Come on, seriously. Throughout this move, coming home at night... I get home at night.
Or actually, the best is when he blows his nose in the seat.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
That's
do that.
My favorite.
Let them all know, babe. Coming home at night, I just want to stare. She wants to talk. I just have to stare. It's a tough thing. You sat in 3 hours, did a hell of a job.
Thanks.
And you're doing a wonderful job moving. We have to sedate the cat, which I've got a couple tricks up my sleeve. Try some of this. She called the vet today. We have to give the cat some type of sedative. Rectally, which I won't be
here.
Did you notice when you came home today, there was a chef's bottle of shot glass and beer cans? I had it today, because before I came here, I had to go to the dentist to get fitted for this thing, because I grind my teeth. And you know why? Because of you, Hobbs, you bastard. You. And the two big half-ass station I'm at drives me crazy. Well, you know what, Ty? Remember, Monica, sit down. Remember the night we met Jay Stafford the first night?
No.
Remember, in fact, you and Renee were there. And both of you said...
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Yes, I remember.
In fact, both of you thought he was carrying an athletic sock in his pants.
He's a very sexy man.
He's a very sexy man. Sue Treacus, bless her heart. Sue who really originally coined the phrase, what are you talking about, babe? Sue Treacus, babe. As far as I'm concerned, she's babe. Sue's the only one. She's here all day long. 3 o'clock in the morning with Mr. Good Morning. She's here at night. First one here, last one up. And Sue, put the beard off, we're crying out loud. Sue, who is known in every bowling alley from here to Buffalo. By the way, it's time now for the last and the final. Filthy traffic. Let me get the ball. I want to say goodbye and hello to my friend, Jay Scott. This is the last one, so make it good.
I can't do it. It's the last one.
I can't.
Oh, God. All these people gushing. I don't know what I'm going to do, Lionel. Everybody coming to see you right now. Got one problem. Westbound I-4 at the interchange. A disabled vehicle causing traffic to get jammed, packed up through there. Kind of lingers on, if you know what I mean. Pinellas County, County Road 1 at Michigan. Trouble going down on County Road 1.
Oh.
Past the scene of that accident there. And I'm going to do my quick little filthy traffic song here because I've got only a little bit of time, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Go ahead.
My name is Jay Scott. I'm hard up for sex. I get my rocks off by making fun of car wrecks. Lionel made me a hit. Now he's bound for New York. Lionel, but if you go, I'm just another traffic dork. I got them no good, lack of sex in filthy traffic. Used to do the news blues.
Thank you,
Lionel, for making me what I was.
Yeah.
I had a fantastic time. You're just an absolute fun guy to work with. You really make filthy traffic a prize. And I don't think I'm ever going to get to work with anybody else where I can say fellatio on the radio. So you're the king, babe. Go out in style. I have had a fantastic time. And come down here and look us up a little bit. I'll keep the bar stool at Mons Venus warm for you.
Hey, turn it upside down like I like it.
Okay. And I'll get our two friends, Guido and the other guy over there.
Jay, give me the last one.
Don't be bumming no change from people, okay?
That's right.
Remember that.
Unless you ask for it
Unless
first.
Unless you ask for it first. Thanks, Lionel, and take care. Jay Scott, Purdue's Radio 970. WFLA CEO.
It was the last time you'll ever hear that with me. Who cares? I mean, so what? It's not exactly a hand. That's about it. Well, to everybody who came here today and those of you who just merely breathe heavy, thank you. Monica, I love you. And Jay Scott, by the way, I want to say hello to my mom who's at home recovering from a surgery. I know you're listening there. Diesel Fritz, bless your heart. My dad, my biggest fans, believe it or not, literally. Monica, I love you, Chef Miles. You know, remember, stay off CDBs. Trust me, they're bigger than you. They'll crush you. Shells, I love you. You're the greatest. I never mentioned Don Bauer. Don Bauer and Loki. Loki, Mercedes, God love you. You were tremendous. You were a wit. If I don't get the money I want for my car, you're a dead man, sir. I love you. And again, my heart goes out to Larry Castro. You know what I mean, Larry. I'm thinking of you. John Sumway, bless your heart. I love you to death. Moving on, Bobby Heenan, Gabe Robb, Slice, Andy, you're a perfect. That was the most incredible song, Marcus. That was absolutely fantastic. And Chuck, and Cindy, and Jess, and your friend, the guy with the camera, and everybody, and Jim, and Dick, and everybody. The news people, everybody. News geeks, to me, all of them, they're incredible. And I want to thank you for it. You never know when we'll hear each other again. You never know. You know, life's like that. You just never know. And right now, Gabe and I are pretending.
I think he'll be back.
I think you'll hear me again. Anyways, it has been great. I can't believe it's over. In a weird way, I guess. But new things and all that kind of jazz. I know this sounds really stupid and silly, especially when people are staring at you who are all drunker than you are. But it won't be the first time. It won't be the last. Thanks for listening throughout the years. And it's been an absolute joy. And like I said, I think we'll hear each other again. And don't say au revoir. Let's say we're doing. This is Lionel with you on News Radio 970 WFLA for the last time. The monkey's dead. The show's over. See you.
So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step on the byway. More, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up. My thrill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way.
Goodbye to Lionel. That story coming up. And
sad goodbye it is. A couple of problems, though, as we're making our way around the Bay Area in the wake of Lionel's departure. Westbound I-4 at the interchange, clearing a disabled vehicle out of there was causing some slowdowns. The Devils County wrapping up an injury crash up North County Road 1 at Michigan. This report is service of Eckerd Drugs. Looking good across the Bay Area bridge systems. A lot of holiday partying out there this evening. Be careful, okay? Watch out. If you get a drink, get yourself a designated driver. Buckle up and watch your speed. This holiday season, the real news is Eckerdnomics. Every week, Eckerd's putting the 350 items you need most on sale. Eckerdnomics, it all adds up to the holidays. Jay Scott, Produce Radio 970, WFLA.
Well, Lionel is off to the Big Apple. His final show ending just a few minutes ago. He started here in 1988. And next week begins his duties at WABC next week. We will all miss him here on News Radio 970 WFLA. Goodbye, Lionel. Maybe I'll see you soon. That body found in the Gulf of Mexico this afternoon has been tentatively identified as 34-year-old Charles Sylvester of Treasure Island. He was one of three men aboard a 21-foot fishing vessel that sank a few miles off the coast of Indian Rocks Beach. One man was able to swim to shore, and the third man is still missing. Now, a sheriff's spokesperson, Marianne Pasha.
Sylvester and the two others were tending the crab trap yesterday afternoon around 3:30. When the lines of one of the crab traps became entangled in the boat engine. As they worked to unravel the line, high seas, 4 to 6 feet, crashed over the stern of the boat and swamped it.
Pasha says the men were not wearing life preservers. The Coast Guard and Marine Patrol will determine how much longer that search will go on for the third man. There's been a lot of media criticism of the head of the Hillsborough County Aviation Authority. The reason? She's been spending public money in an irresponsible way. 970 WFLA's Brian Brewer reports that Arthenia Joyner's attorney, Warren Dawson, spoke out.
For years, the Aviation Authority has had a travel policy that allows public money to be used by authority members to fly first class and pay for first class accommodations and other perks. But local attorney Warren Dawson says the local media never made much of an issue of it until an African-American, Arthenia Joyner, became chairman of the authority. Dawson blasted the media today for unfairly attacking an individual rather than the policy the individual used legally for the betterment of the community.
970 WFLA's Brian Brewer. State investigators in Oklahoma say today's fatal shooting at a Walmart in the town of Hugo wasn't random. They say the man who shot and killed two people was gunning for them. The three wounded were apparently caught in the fire. The gunman also killed himself. Like many Americans, Walter Annenberg is troubled by violence in the nation's schools, but he's doing something most Americans cannot. At a White House ceremony, he pledged $500 million to improve public education and stem the violence. 970 WFLA News Time is 7:03. The weather coming up.
You're in your office in downtown Tampa when you hear this gigantic rumbling sound. You think, my gosh, the jets are coming in low today. When you realize that's no plane, that's your stomach. It's lunchtime, but you'd rather eat nuked food than the same old downtown restaurant fare. But as you sit hunched over your desk, trying in vain not to drip microwave spaghetti on your slacks, you mutter to yourself, why can't there be a reasonably priced restaurant with imaginative food and good service in downtown Tampa? Why? Why not indeed? Introducing Eric's Downtown Grill. Eric's Downtown Grill is all new, but with a seasoned staff just waiting to treat you like an old friend. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the food is fresh, hot, and delicious, with dishes that sound familiar, but always surprise the taste buds. They're surprisingly affordable as well. Eric's Downtown Grill is also dedicated to bringing back the legendary downtown happy hour. With drink specials and live entertainment, it sure beats sitting on the freeway, wondering if the truck barreling down on you has good brakes. Eric's Downtown Grill, the new downtown Tampa institution, at the south end of Franklin Street Mall, next to the Hyatt Hotel.
A partly cloudy evening, about 60 degrees. Almost clear tonight, 49. Tomorrow's high, 73. A 70 on Sunday. A pretty decent weekend, in fact. Variable winds for tonight and tomorrow, leading through the seas about 1 to 2 feet. Gulf water temperature is 63 degrees. The next rainy day is going to be about Tuesday, with increasing clouds, temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm News Channel 8 meteorologist David Grant with your storm team forecast for News Radio 970 WFLA.
In Lakeland, 67, Sarasota, 63, 64, in St. Petersburg, Clearwater, 60, and in Tampa, 62. With news and weather together at the top and bottom of every hour, I'm David Grant, News Radio 970 WFLA.
Right now, you can lease the brand new 1994 Accord LX 2-door or LX 4-door with dual airbags, power windows, power locks, power mirrors, and more for only $259 a month with no money down. You heard right, no money down. And to top that off, Stonehunt in Clearwater will pay all of your services and oil changes for a whole 36 months. What that means is you pay only $259 a month for the next 36 months and nothing else.
And best of all, you pay no money down.
But if you're looking for a clean used car, check these out.
A 1991 Suzuki Samurai AC gets at 26,000 miles, $59.95.
A 91 Civic 4-door LX, 28,000 miles, $79.95. Or a 1990 Acura Integra LX 4-door, 45,000 miles, $99.95 now.
Or a 91 4-door Accord, only $10,995.
Or a clean 1990 Ford Mustang 5-liter automatic at $79.95.
Don't make that $1,000 mistake. Quick to Stone Honda, US 19 Clearwater, now. Stone Honda.
36 monthly, $500 deposit plus tax and tag.
Listen every weekend to the College and NFL Scoreboard, brought to you exclusively by Oil Can Henry, using quality Valvoline products.
WFLA at 7:08, 8 after 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Williams on a suicide mission, to say the least. I got to tell you something. All right. Lionel's dead. The show's over.
Yeah.
He finally left. For Christ's sake, it's taken him long enough to get out of this damn place. Oh, man. I got to say, this is just a hoot. He is, like, surrounded by... This is a suicide mission. I got to follow 3 hours of a New Orleans funeral. I mean, with Bobby DeBray Heenan and John Summer in a tag team match, I mean, both oiled up with their pecs are showing in the wind. Unbelievable what I'm going to follow here. I mean, here's Lionel, who's going away, as we all know by now. Finally, it's about the... And Andy is here, and they're all filing out. I come on and they all leave. I got no clue what the hell to do for the next 3 hours. I sure as hell don't want to try to talk about something serious. There's absolutely no way we're going to talk about abortion or gun rights or something like that tonight. It ain't going to happen. What do you say we just punch up Bruce Williams and go live to Bruce Williams? That's the only way we'll get anything done tonight. Oh, my God. You ought to see this place. I mean, thank you, Bobby. That doesn't work. And that's why it doesn't work. Because there's going to be some smart-ass formerly from the WWF will try. Yeah, sure. Sit down, Bob. But,
you know,
business with you, Mark, but I hate cobwebs.
You got to clip this room clear out?
I'm going to take the cans back. You're going to dip all your cans. I'm going to come to your show. You're great.
I want to inherit you, Bobby. I want to inherit you.
Okay. Well, my parents never got divorced. I don't want a custody.
Talking to you soon. Bobby the Brain Heenan. You got it. And I want to write down the punchline to the last joke you told me off the air. Bobby the Brain has got some of the best jokes ever. Let's see. The punchline to the joke Bobby told me before he got off the air was... No, not $25, same as if it was if you sit down before he gets up. That's... Oh, boys and girls, what a day. How the hell do I follow this? I can't follow this. We got light. We got... Not only do we have major stars like John Summer and Bobby the Brain and everybody else walking around here, but we have, like, callers. Regular callers. There's no lock on this door. They have, by the way, today, for the first time, I've been here now a year, and we have an outer security door. Has not worked in that entire year. Ever. Once. Today, I can't get in the building. Because the Fakata door is working. Hey, that's Lionel's liner. Erase that. Get rid of that. He's gone. He doesn't work here anymore. Kill that page. We, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, WFLA Radio is an equal opportunity employer. And there is now a job opening from 4 till... I love Ted Webb. Ted is a sweetheart. God bless him. I could pick him up and hug him and kiss him, but he would shoot me. But on Monday, when Ted begins filling in for Lionel on the afternoon show, I'm really going to miss Lionel's humor for this particular guest. John Wayne Bobbitt is going to be here for 3 solid hours, live and mostly in person. And we'll find out how functional he is or isn't at that time. Look at this. We got... Flip. If there's anybody going, hey, listen to this. We don't have those Wizard of Oz tickets to give away, but look, I know all you guys who go fishing along the Gandy. I have got here in front of me, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, I have got a dozen jumbo shrimp right here in front of me. Now, they're not live. They've been cooked. One or two of them have a little bit of shrimp sauce on them. But if you're going fishing on the Gandy tonight, we are on Gandy Boulevard. For anybody going fishing on the Gandy tonight who can convince me they should get these shrimp, we have this whole thing of shrimp here from Lionel's party. You want one of those? You know, why, he's going fishing. It's okay. What the hell is this now? You get something for all of Lionel's weirdos this stuff. But Chainsaw Chuck. How do I say that? Majewski. Majewski. What the hell do you do? Illustrations. Anything. Not with him, he's got a camera. You want a plug? Sit down and plug. Listen, after that, you think I got crap to do? I mean, after that, you think I... Thank you much, Chainsaw Chuck Majewski, Illustrations, Sick and Twisted and Perverted, 813-367-3954. The fax number is 360-7174. He's on Paradise Boulevard on Treasure Island, and he draws stranger stuff than the guy who's busted for writing the child porn cartoon guy. All right. Anytime. You're the man. I've seen you on TV. What do you think? I think the glasses got to go, man. You look like Mark David Chapman.
These are my... I'm not stoned as far as you know glasses. Go with it.
Do you have anything to get stoned upon? You think I got anything to do for the next 3 hours? We'll sit here and we'll smoke.
Let's burn one.
Let's burn
the president did it.
Anybody got anything to burn? I mean, with all the people here for a while. Somebody
I can't believe it. You said, does anybody have anything to burn? And all of a sudden, that dude's standing right there.
We got him walks in the room and him. I've been with all these people for a while. So tell me again about the, don't forget the board op. The board op is, he likes that kind of stuff. Yeah, don't forget Spice Oil. We got the shrimp to give away for anybody, by the way, who's going fishing on the Gandy tonight, but I need a good reason to give it to you. You do a really raunchy, funny TV show. Tell me all about it.
Lifestyles in the up and coming.
Right.
Public access.
Right.
Pushing the limits.
Right.
And showing nudity, kicking names and taking butt.
Which system, public access?
Well, it's Jones Entertainment, Paragon, Vision, a couple of others.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I've seen your Vision.
But listen, we're in a transitional stage, dude. Mm-hmm. It it's a growing thing. You know, Lionel was scooting over here, and Michael's exposed. Who knows what's going on in the world? It'll never be the same.
Who has a clue, right?
No. But we're going to commercial television. A year ago, they're trying to ban us from...
They're putting you on commercial TV.
That's right.
Not like one of these UHF stations where you need a coat hanger to pull it in. I mean, what do you mean, like Channel 32? What are you doing?
Like the Pacelli station.
You really? That's what, which is that the channel?
Mm-hmm.
32?
Absolutely.
What a guess!
Dude,
what a guess.
I can't believe it.
Public access to 32. So why are you taking the step down? I mean, the step up.
We're gonna preserve the other one.
You're actually getting money for this now, right?
Yes.
Sponsors. What kind of stuff are you going to put? What the hell is your name, anyway?
I'm Jim Clements.
This is Jim Clements.
This is Phil right there.
Jim, man.
And this is Dick over here, right? No, that's...
Nice to meet another Dick. Now, Lionel's not even cold yet, and I'm already picking up his lunch.
I don't want to miss him.
We're going to miss Lionel.
Talk about
In fact, I'm missing him real damn bad right now because I'm not going to get a phone call all night.
Just tell everybody you have naked women in the studio. The phones will light up. Give me that book of yours.
You
want to call some women up? He's got like...
You got to
have the names.
You want to film your first show here tonight?
Yeah, you want to just do it? Hello?
Call the naked women. Bring them up here.
Any naked
women at all.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Any naked women at all. Okay.
You want to do that, really?
Yeah, we'll do it. This camera is like for the TV thing, right?
That's absolutely right.
Okay, so any women who want to be naked, just come on over.
Or John can just sit on the phone.
I'll tell you what, Slice.
And if we plug like a limo sponsor, maybe we could have him pick up by limo.
Call.
But listen, the second they get here, I have to go.
The second you get here, they get here.
The baby's up. Yeah. And I have to go.
You mean you leave the naked women with me?
That doesn't make me homosexual, does it?
No, I mean, why would you have to leave once they get here? I mean, you leave me with all the naked...